You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay's Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game starts soon. You're listening to Bowie Baseball. Our coverage of game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. your Louis Bay Sox baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Blue Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Box Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox. Our coverage of today's game will start soon.
Welcome to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. It's time now for the DCA Image Systems pregame show.
It's the DCA Imaging Systems from UPMC Park. We're set for the finale in this 6 series between the Erie Sea and your Bowie Bay Sox. With us, Matt Sabat is with you from the Northwest Pennsylvania in Erie as the just narrowly beat there last night to inch out a 1 win, breaking a 1-1 tie in the ninth. Christopher Cespedes' second home run of the season to open for Bowie, and then Zach Watt picking up an RBI in his consecutive game by grounding first baseman with the speedy Adam Hall third base in the top of the... But Hall getting there was its own trouble. He had to pick off a double steal with Andrew Dashbach while opening the frame first and second base, so plenty of small worked out perfectly for the base to pick up the 2-1 win. But not only that, the pitching has been really the bread and butter for Bowie as of late. The shutout two nights ago started by Drom and finished by Noah DeNoyer. 9 innings there, and then Zach Peake going 1 run to Erie last night in an earned run. 6 innings with 4 strikeouts, only 1 walk, and Griffin McLarty working swag. So when you include the last games and then the end of Bowie's thrust the previous night, they have gone 21 consecutive without allowing an earned run so far. That's not their longest stretch. Remember, they had those back-to-back shutouts against the Harrisburg Senators and did not allow any earned runs. I think it was up around 30-plus innings of work, but still got a good run going for them right now. And today, to continue with Garrett Stallings going on the mound. Really want a good putback start from him. We'll talk about things and Marcus Solbach, the Erie starter, but let's get you set up with the numbers of his game. Bowie comes in for game number 68 on the season, a 26-4 record overall, a one-game winning streak, or make that a two-game winning streak for the Sox, as they are 4-6-10 and 13-2 when playing on the road. The Seawolves come into today's game at number 69 on the season. They are 8-30 on the year. Game losing streak for the Seawolves. They are 7-3 over their last 10, 21-11 when playing on their home turf. In the Southwest Division, Bowie is 13 games out of first place, 6th overall in the 6-team division. Of course, they are eliminated from postseason in the first half with the half of course today, but they will have a 0 record going into Tuesday's game against the Richmond Flying Squirrels. The Erie Seawolves are only 2 games out of first place, but with being only the last game in the first half, they have also been eliminated from the playoff picture in the Southwest Division. There are only 4 teams left in it, but their spot has been claimed anywhere. In Eastern League, Hartford and Somerset are tied atop the Northeast Division. Eichel 43-25 record. 2 teams will play a winner-take-all game day at TD Bank Ballpark in Jersey to see who wins the Northeast Division half title. Akron currently leads the Southwest Division by just 1 game. The Richmond Flying Squirrels trail just by 1 game. 39-10 Richmond. 40-28 is Akron. So if Akron loses and wins, the Squirrels have the breaker, and they would be the winners of the first Southwest Division. So there is still... There's no roster moves to mention ahead of this one. Of course, the most recent one for Bowie was Andres Angulo being added as Cody Roberts went up to the taxi squad. The recent one for Erie was Turner being called up to AAA with no corresponding move, so the Seawolves still playing one man short on there at the moment. Your starting pitching matchup game, it'll be Marcus Solbach going for Erie while Garrett Stallings goes for Bowie. Starting with Stallings, a 2-6 record and an 8.87 ERA, that number's been climbing plenty, and that's what's been trouble. His last 5 starts include the most recent start against Erie, while his recent start, not this past Tuesday, but the start against Erie. He's gone 3 2/3 innings only over 5 starts and allowed 42 hits and 33 earned runs. It's ERA nearly, well, actually, not nearly, it has more than doubled for this month-long stretch for an ERA of 3.55. And it's all the way up to an 8.87. He's talks in 2/3 innings with his 2-6, 52 strikeouts, 14 walks, hitting him for a 3.10 average. He allowed another 7 runs earlier this week on an inning and a third of work. He struck out 3, but did allow 2 home runs. It was a career short 1 1/3 inning forced. If he can just get that fastball slider working for him, get the fastball low well in the top of the zone for some called strikes, then hopefully that should be enough. But in all honesty, the way that things have been going, I'm not too positive on what might need to be done for Stallings right now. We'll just have to see forms and if he can go out and just bats or get the weak contact, because of course contact has been the biggest issue for him. 42 hits in just 3 2/3 innings over the last few days. On the other end, it'll be Marcus Solbach, 1-4 record and a 4-1-4 in the right-hander. 9 games, all starts for the Wolves. He's a minor league veteran, 4th organization. Started his career with, had a stint in the Diamondbacks system, and most recently with the Dodgers, as well as multiple indie ball teams. German native signed a free agent deal with it ahead of the 2022 season, but did see Erie the last time these two teams. He was on a brief trip up to Toledo, and honestly, his numbers probably should have kept him there longer. He allowed only 1 run in 11 innings. Came back from Toledo, he was roughed up just a little bit, had gone 0-3 starts, allowing 10 earned runs, 10 innings, but he picked it back up off against Bowie. 6 innings ball, allowed just 4 hits, no struck out 6. Bowie did a couple of doubles against him, one by Andrew Deck and one by Zach Watson, but Bowie would never get a runner to third base against Solbach. They wouldn't get a runner to third base until the 7th inning, and they couldn't get any. It was an 11-0 shutout loss to Bowie since 2018. So they'll avoid that today, of course. And hopefully now that they face Solbach the second time around, they will get opportunity to pick up on his pitches a little bit. As we continue on TA Imaging Systems pregame show, plenty more to come. And of course, it's Sunday, so that means we recap the week that was next. Some highlights from around the last week of baseball. We're back after this. You're listening to the DC Systems pregame show.
From sprains to stitches, sore throat to stomach aches, and pulled muscle to poison ivy, care is a runner at Patient First. Walk in to see a doctor from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. X-rays, labs, and prescription drugs are on site. Most major insurance plans are except for routine illnesses and injuries. Patient First is here for you. Patient First, the name.
Patient First, proud partner of Bowie Bay Sox. Open 8 a.m. to 10 every day.
That's right, it's Dynamite Night at Prince George's Stadium on Friday, July 15th. Meet legendary actor and comedian Jimmy J. Walker, star of the 1970s Good Times, with a special VIP meet and greet package available. That Friday, July 15th for Dynamite Night with Jimmy J. at Prince George's Stadium. So head to base.com right now to get your ticket and learn more.
everyone deserves a great smile. Orthodontics is here to help you, Bowie Bay Sox. Orthodontics accepts most insurance, braces, or Invisalign aligners. Anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with flexible payment options. With two of these leading orthodontists right here in the DC, we love to see Bay Sox fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile deserved. Visit radsmile.com, book your free consult. That's radsmile.com for Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Bowie Bates.
DCA Imaging Systems pregame show from UPMC Park in Erie. Matt Zabata is with you as we get ready to a six-game series between the Bay Sox T-Wolves. And it's Sunday, so of course you know what that means. It's time to recap the week that was in Bay Sox baseball. So go all the way back in time to the faraway Tuesday the 21st when Bowie got started on their six-game series. Match today of that starting pitching matchup against Garrett Stallings. And it was all Solbach. Six-inning scoreless ball for the German right-hander as Garrett Stallings left up early and often. And he's pitched so well at 20 points this season. As the 1-2 is driven right center field. Cespedes running back, still running. It's gone. A 3 for Andre Lipsius, his 6th of the season. And it's 5-0 Erie. That would be the first of two home runs in that game, and what became a 6-run second inning for the Seawolves at Stallings, who only finished 1-1/3 with 9 hits and 7 runs all earned. Bowie would be shut out 11-0. On to Wednesday, though, the Bay Sox had their eye on breaking through, and fortunately they did do so early after Joey Ortiz had a 2-out triple in the first inning. Maverick Handley drove him in to break out the early shutout, but it would be a quick tie and a the Seawolves in the bottom of the third. A sacrifice fly by Quince to tie the game at 1. And then a 2-run home run by Dane Meyer to take the lead. It made it 3 after the third inning was wrapped. But the Bay Sox would eventually 4-2 into the ninth inning and quietly the rest of the way against Austin Bergner, while Kyle Zurak and Brendan White held the Bay Sox scoreless in perfect relief. In the ninth inning, though, Zach Watson to come up clutch. Long wait for Houston. Pitch clock's been off as the next pitch comes in, and it's drilled out toward deep left center field. Pagano running back toward the corner wall, and it is gone! Game-tying two-run run for Zach Watson. His third of the season, and number 4 here in the top of the ninth. The game would move on to an extra, but the Bay Sox offense would be shut off from there by Yaya Shentouf, and all he needed to do was bring that free runner at second pitch to pick up the win. The 1-2 pitch team. Swinging a high deep drive out to win the game for Erie as AJ gets up on it. Looks up, and it's a fair ball off the top. Lipsius scores, and it's a walk-off single for Quincy Naporti. The Ducks drop their 4th game and suffer their 7th off loss of the season of 5-4 here in 11 innings. So he has a very tough loss as the losing streak extended to 4 games, but Bowie still had their upside. They've been playing close games, they just able to get over the hump, and they were working again as the series moved into the day. Hudson Haskin led off with a single in the first inning, the first pitch. San Prieto then doubled to left field to push a third, and Cody Roberts drove him in with a ground out over towards the base. So it was 1-0 Bowie at first, but in the bottom of the first, Andre Lipsius tied the game with a solo home. The Bay Sox would eventually closer in the 6th inning, but it was this big triple by Chris Robago that pulls out of reach for Bowie. Here's one. Breaking ball lifted out toward Deal. This one's trouble as Dashbach back at feeling for the wall. He's going to have to hop at the top of the wall, and Dashbach stumble jump. De La Rosa is going to score. Bago is going to third. He's here with an RBI triple. He takes the 2-1 lead. That broke the 1-1 tie, and then single to drive in Rogo to follow made it a 3-1 game. A solo home run late by Zach Watson did bring it closer, but 3-2 would penal as the Bay Sox were held fair quiet by Wilmer Flores, Kyle Zurak, and Brendan White. Rogo took the loss in that game, 5 innings, 3 runs, still a respectable start, and Connor Pritch continued some very strong relief, scoreless innings with a season's high strikeouts for the right-hander. He was finally ready to get through over the hump when they moved things to Friday, and Hudson Haskin wasted no time making sure that they were out early. 1-0 pitch to Haskin. This one deep to left. Meyer stops at the looks up, and it's gone. Hudson Haskin says goodbye. His 8th run of the season is a lead off, and Bowie's up 1-0. All the while, that was more than enough for Drew Rahm to with. He did get into a jam in the 3rd inning at the bases, but boy, was his tough dealing. Bases loaded 2 away in the bottom of the 3rd. Another 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss him. Carpenter tried to check on a curveball way too far outside, and the umpire let him know it away. It's the sixth for Drew Rahm, and it strands the bases loaded in the third. Rahm would eventually seven batters over five scoreless innings, while Noah Denoyer contributed with four scoreless of his own. The sixth shutout win of the season for Bowie on Friday, 4-0. And then that brings us to last night, Saturday here at UPMC Park in Erie. Sox, for the first time in quite a while, were able to get a run across the board in the first. They went down in order against Chance Kirby. Zach Peake did the same, a quiet working around a double. Bowie got on the board and opened up the scoring, top of the third, thanks to Chris Cespedes. Kirby sets. Sends home the 0-1, and it's high and deep to left. Myers back up. He's turned around and watching the as this one's gone. Christopher Cespedes, goodbye. His second home run of the season is a towering solo shot here in the top of the third as Bowie takes the 1-0. Erie would eventually tie the game, an unearned run in the fifth inning, but after a couple of base runners in the top of the ninth, a hit by pitch, a single by Andrew Dashbach, a steal. Put runners at second with one away for Zach Watson to give Bowie the lead. The offering, a poke, slowly over to first base. Halts home, they can't go with it. He scores as Naporti goes to record the surefire out. Bowie takes the 2-1 lead. That would be the final as Griffin McClellan came in and pitched a perfect ninth inning with strikeouts, his first career save. So on the week, the Bay Sox go 2-3. They have an opportunity to go 3-3 today, ready to get rolling with the finale six-game series. We'll step aside once more here on the DCA Imaging Game Show when we return. We'll starting lineups and first pitch coming up soon. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Hey kids, the Bay Sox Futures Club, best way to be a fan of the Bay Sox, and it's completely free for kids ages. Futures Club members get access to special members-only events, discount offers, and free gifts for just sign-up. Parents, head over to BaySox.com to sign up your kids, so don't miss out on all the promotions and giveaways at Print George this season and next. The Bay Sox Futures, sign up now at BaySox.com.
PestNow partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and provide pest control services. For all your residential pest control needs, call Pest. For general pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and all other pest control services, call Pest Now. Reach us at 301-231-8300 or online at www.pestnow.com.
Are you interested in or expanding on a career in the piping, pipe welding, or HVAC service? Are you interested in a career that will set you up for life without expending college debt? If you are interested in these things and you live in the D.C. area, the Steamfitters UA Local Civil Apprenticeship Program is the best choice for you. For more information about our apprenticeship program and how to apply, please visit steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters-602.org.
Back to UPMC Park as we continue on DCA Imaging Systems pregame. Matt Sabat is with you from Erie. Bay Sox trying to hopefully even out this series to close staff on a three-game winning streak. We'll see if he can do it, and we'll get you set up with the starting lineup very, very briefly. Adol is going to lead off today, and then Cesar Prieto is going to follow. It's been a ton, if you want to put it that way, for Prieto. His head dipping a little bit. For the first time this season, he has gone hitless in back games. But this being his 20th game at the AA level, that tells you how good he's already been on to open. You just hope he today. A couple of late changes lined up as well. Andrew Dashbach was originally at fifth, but he's jumped up into the three hole as Maverick Handley is going to get the day off-ish. Handley was going to third, but he will be on the bench now. Greg Cullen will stay slotted. Andres Angulo will replace Handley at fifth, where Dashbach was originally going. And then Zach Watson will be in today, jumping up into the sixth slot. After his home run, bounces up to the hole after batting ninth yesterday. J.D. Mundy and A.J. Graffinito will polish off the starting nine for the Bay Sox. Seawood taking the field at the moment. We'll go through their lineup very, very quickly. You've got Wenzel Perez, Andre Lipsius, Meadows, Quincy Naporti, Dane Mears, and Dylan Dingler. Chris Rigo will catch today. Dingler's the DH. And Eric De La Rosa and Gaten finish out the starting lineup for the Seawolves. Both teams have taken, so we'll break one final time when we return that first pitch and all the play-by-play. We're back after this. You're listening to Bay Sox Ball.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics. Lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line work shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, hero musicals, custom choreographed, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling 703-281-61 or visit us on ZYPyrotechnics.com.
Fielder's Choice Packs with the Bowie Bay Sox. The best of the best games at Prince George's. You could save up to 30% on your selected eat from day one and enjoy a number of exclusive member benefits, including flexible exchange options, discount suite rentals, special access to the new restaurant, and a free members collectible at your first home game of the year. Pack now by calling 304-464-4865. We're heading online to baysox.com.
At DCA Imaging Systems, provide a tenured team of office technologists ready to be your trusted advisor. Document creation, output devices, and workflow to document security and storage. We understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
It's time for Bay Sox Baseball. Sox are the AA affiliate of the Port Orioles. Coverage of the 22 Bowie Bay Sox brought to you by Chesapeake Employers Insurance, DCA Imaging System, On the Green at First, Rooks, Sponsors, and CY Pyrotechnics. And now, live from the... It's time for Bowie Sox Baseball.
Ready to go from BMC Park. It's the finale of this game series between the Erie Seawolves and your Bowie Bay Sox. Glad you're with us. Matt Sabas with you from Erie, Pennsylvania. And as Marcus Solbach warms on the mound for the Seawolves, the starting lineup for Sox that he'll face looks like this. Leading off, it's the designated hitter, Al, followed by Cesar Prieto at shortstop. Andrew Dashbach in left field, third. Greg Cullen at third base, bats. Andres Angulo, the catcher, bats. Zach Watson in center field, bats sixth. Christopher Cespedes is in right field, bats. J.D. Mundy at first base, bats eight. And A.J. Graffinino is at second today, batting nine. The base of the AA affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles. They're managed by Kyle Moore, by Brandon Becker, Josh Conway, Tim Don, Billy Facto, and Chandler Geller. Calvin Christensen is the video coordinator. Lindsey Birchfield and Blake Wooten are the athletic trainers. Bowie is 12-41 on the season, two-game win streak, 5-5 over the last 10-22 when playing on the road. That lineup for the Bay Sox, you've got Hall, Dashbach, Cullen, Angulo, Cespedes, Mundy, Graffinino, all to face off against right-handed Solbach on the mound. UPC Park in Erie, 317 line to left field, 328 to right field, 400 feet to center, 356 to left center, and 367 to right center. As Hall digs in, batting 77 this season, a 741 OPS in 40 games played. Bach sets at the chin, turns, kicks, and the first pitch home. It's a fastball, foul off right side, and it's nothing. And we're underway at 1:38 p.m. on an 81 to cloudy day here in Erie, Pennsylvania. Solbach steps back, turns, and fires the next pitch to Hall. Again, fouled off to the right side. This one a down, and it's already nothing. In 10 doubles this season for Hall. No triples, a homer, a left batted in. Solbach and fires home the 0-2. It's a liner. Right center field, a base hit. So Perez at second. Ends up with a single, stretching his hit streak consecutive games. This is where he does best work. Adam Hall has an average of over 3C when he's the first batter of an... That's why it was devastating when he hit the injured list about late April, May. He was really coming into stride as Bowie's regular leadoff man. Then hit it over to Hudson Hassan, who still played well, but it's glad to see Hall getting those opportunities again. As Cesar Edo digs in, first pitch home to the left hand, up and in, fastball. Count op- at, I call that a strike, nothing in one. Prieto at 273 average, 660 OPS in 28 games played. Six doubles, no triple, or six runs batted in. The 0-1 misses down, run the count even at a ball and a strike. Prieto, a win for 44 against the Seawolves in a 585 OPS. He struck out four times, real quiet. First, nobody out in the top of the first. Hall takes a secondary lead as the 1-1. Tapped on the line to left center field, sends Myers and makes the catch over the shoulder. Little bit of hesitation, but it was still well within his range. And there's one away here in the top of the first inning. Defensive alignment for from left to right in the outfield. You've got Danis Parker Meadows, Eric De La Rosa, Andre Lipsius at third base, Gage Warren the shortstop, Wenzel Perez at second, and Quincy Naporti at first. Chris Robago catches behind the plate for Marcus Solbach on the mound. Here's Andrew Dashbach. Late switch into the three slot for Bowie, scheduled to bat fifth. First pitch home is a breaking ball, swung down, and it's nothing and one to open. Marcus Solbach, a 6'5", 205-pound, 30-year-old writer, native of Dormagen, fourth minor league he's been a part of, signed as a free agent ahead of this season by the Tigers. The 0-1 to Dashbach, fouled off, breaking side, and the count goes to nothing and two. On the season with Erie, Solbach has gone 1-4 with a 4-4 ERA in 37 innings, 31 strikeouts, 9 walks, 6 homers, and opponents are hitting him at a 29 mark. Righty set of the stretch, first base side of the rubber. As it comes in, and Dashbach watches it skip out to his right side into the screen. Hall will advance on the wild pitch. Well, I was just about to make mention about Hall's speed, whether or not he would try a steal Chris Robago, who's only had 9 base attempts against him, and he's caught 4. Hall doesn't necessarily need to try to unless he's to go for third base. He did steal third base tonight to score the winning run top of the ninth inning. Runs the count to 1-2 on Dashbach. Here's the next, and it's fouled off again. Curveball and the count remains. First win of the season came on Tuesday, opened this series with 6 scoreless innings, retired the first 5 batters ace, but gave up a pair of doubles to Dashbach and then one to Zach Watson, who's had 8 series, but sold 6 blanks with 6 strikeouts. And Bowie was shut out 11-0, trying to avoid that early. Hey, the 1-2 pitch. Dashbach hammers it out to deep left center field. Medonning back, still running, squares it at the warning and makes the catch. Hall has plenty to tag and move to third. A protective out for Andrew Dashbach as there's a runner 90 feet away for Greg Cullen. And crew for today's game, Luke Hammermeyer is at third base. She is at first. And Jude Cora is calling the balls and strikes behind home plate. In steps the left-hander Cullen, 12 average this season, a 684 OPS in 18 games, doubles, no triples, a homer, 6 runs batted in. A little bit on the shift side, third base into the baseline, but again, runner at third, so he has to play a little close to the bag, first base off, nothing in one to open. Every left-hander on roster in the line today, between Prieto, then Cullen, J.D. Mundy, and A.J. Graffinino, who 8th and 9th, but Solb pulled the left-handers lower average than he does the right-handers. The ungrounded foul pulled at the first base goes quickly to nothing and two. Strikeout to walk ratio a little bit lower block. 14 punch outs to 5 walks for the left-hander against the left-handers. Everyone ahead quickly. 2 strike counts for every batter except Prieto, who lined up to left. The 0-2 to Cullen is swung on and lifted foul the other way as the count remains. It was an 0-2 pitch that served to right center field. Cesar Prieto, the 1-1 offering. Dash to deep center on the 1-2, and now still behind, nothing in 2. He's 2-9 in this series. The 0-2 on its way. Grounded over to second. Perez waits on it, pulls it in waist. Takes a double clutch as comes it to first base, but gets it with a moment to spare. Leadoff single left stranded at third. Go to the bottom of the first here at UPMC Park. It's Bowie nothing. Erie coming on up. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
When your commercial plumbing project calls for it done safely and on time, then your job calls for the plumbers of Local of Washington, D.C. Local will always deliver the most skilled, trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs jobs done well, you need plumbers of Local 5 Washington E. Start your partnership with them. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's low5plumbers.org.
At Luminous Health, you feel your best. Just take the time to catch up on your annual health. Visit us at our Anne Arundel Medical Center, Doctors Community Medical Center, or one of our primary care offices in your neighborhood. At Luminous Health, you are the MVP. Learn more at luminous.org.
Bay Sox go downly in the first inning. The leadoff single landed at third base. In the bottom of this, Garrett Stallings will try to do the buoy and keep the game scoreless. Right-hander prepares to face off against the Erie Seawolves lineup. At second base, you've got Wenzel Perez, followed by Andre Lipsius at third base, batting second. Parker Meadows in center field bat, Quincy Naporti at first base, fourth. Myers in left field bats fifth, Dylan at the DH bats sixth. Chris Robago is the catcher, batting seventh. Eric La Rosa in right field, eighth. And Berkman is the shortstop today, batting ninth. The Seawolves, double-A affiliate of the Detroit Tigers. They're managed by Gabe Alvarez, assisted by John Murray and Dan Rickle and Ollie Cady. Chris Vick is the trainer. Erie is 30 on the season, and their lineup once more like this. Perez, Lipsius, Meadows, Porty, Myers, Dingler, Robago, De La Rosa, Wharton, all to face off against right-hander Gerlings on the mound. Switch hitter Perkins in, batting lefty, a 306 average in 9 games this season. First pitch, he into center field on a line. Zachman hovered on it for a minute before it back and makes the catch over the shoulder. One pitch and out. Defensive alignment for Bowie here in the first. Andrew Dash, Zach Watson, and Christopher Cespedes from the outfield. Greg Cullen is at base. Cesar Prieto is at shortstop. A.J. Graffinino is at second. J.D. Mundy is at first. Medley is set to catch behind the... But it's going to be Andres Anglo behind the dish for the Seawolves. As Andre Lipsius steps in, squares the bunt on the first offering, and it's quite on the outside edge anyway. Scullo was a late return in lineup for Bowie. It was initially supposed to be Handley when the first lineup card was posted. Next pitch swung on and missed high. And the count quickly to nothing and two on Andre Lipsius. A 273 average for Lipsius this season. An 8 OPS in 62 games played. As Stallings turns, kicks, fights the 0-2. It's a slider that misses downway. Count runs to a ball and two strikes. Garrett Stallings, a 6'200-pound, 24-year-old right-hander from Virginia. Fires the one Lipsius and it swung on and missed for strike. Pump the slider down and away. Strikeout for Garrett Stallings and too quick in the first. Hawks are wearing their alternate orange uniform today. The black shoulder and the black Bowie lettering on the front side. Black hat, orange brim. Seeing their usual home reds, the Wolves text arced on the front side. It's black cap. First pitch on Meadows. Change up called for strike outside corner to the left-hander. As Meadows is batting 214 with a 639 OPS in 47 games played. The 0-1. Long drive foul, third base side. It's nothing and two. Now, I'm not that you really pay a lot of attention to this. I can at least say Stallings looks to be working rhythm, but his delivery looks to be slightly 0-2. Misses high a fastball, and the count goes to a ball and two strikes. Again, I'm not the type that paid that close attention to general mix on how you deliver, but it looks like he's coming a little bit of a lower angle as the 0-2 is lined out center field, falling in for a base hit. Just in front of Watson, and Meadows is aboard. A two single, he's got hits in back-to-back games now. And then used for Quincy Naporti. Score in the bottom of the first inning. Each side getting a one out or a first inning single so far. Garrett's trying to keep it at that and send us on to the second. But it does seem to be slightly different. The delivery motion, it's on the slight bend at the waist when he starts now. Here's pitch. Naporti watches breaking pin inside, and it's 1-0 to start. A 259 average for Naporti this season, an 867 OPS in 59 games played, doubles a triple, 16 homers, 43 runs batted in. As Stallings sets, first rubber, he fires the 1-0. It's too far inside for a ball, 2-0. Stallings on the season, a 2-6 record and an 8.8 ERA. 12 games all starts for the Bay Sox this year. 46 and 2/3, 52 punch-outs. The 2-0 pitch to Naporti. Fast misses low, and the count goes to 14 walk against Stallings and 16 home runs. Opponent for a 310 average, and that 8.87 has doubled for the last month. It's been a tough run for Stallings. I'll give you some more numbers in a second as the 3's in, and it's half-heartedly away. Naporti realized that slider didn't have much of it, but he couldn't pull back in time. Stallings, over his last five, including two starts against the Seawolves, has only pitched 13 in his innings. They've been very short. Runner goes. The 3-1 is ball four. First walk given up by Stallings this season. And runners now to first, all coming with two outs here. So over his five starts, I mentioned it, 13 in 10 innings, but 40 hits in 33 yards. Unlike the Garrett Stallings that threw an 0 hit and a half ago. As Dane Myers in, the first pitch home to the right-hander inside a curveball, and the count starts out at 1-0. Myers a 263, 785 OPS in 45 played, 13 doubles a triple, 5 homers, 24 runs batted in. First and second, two away. Bottom of the first, a scoreless game. 1-0, a squinter into center field. It'll score a run. As Zach Watson scoops it, hurls it back into the infield, but it's way to the line. RBI single for Bears, and Erie takes the lead. Well, that contact is dangerous. Stallings was one strike away from getting out of the inning. He had Parker Meadows behind, a ball and two before Meadows singled up the middle, and now it's a little out of hand early. You need to kill it now. As Dylan Dingler steps. Dingler 1-for-2 against Stallings on Tuesday. Strikeout. for my 29th RBI this season. Righty, and the first pitch home. Breaking ball misses down and away. And the count starts out at 1-0. That's the consecutive first pitch balls. After working ahead on Meadows, he had for the first three batters, but then the singleton, and it's turned around instantly. Three first pitch balls. Next pitch. There's a called strike for inside corner, and it's 1-1. A 2.28 average for Dingler, the 6.85 OPS in 59 game lead. 13 doubles in a trip, 5 homers, 24 runs batted in. Fires the 1-1. Dingler lines it to left field. This will score at 1 as the outfield played him deep. Counting third and coming home, Quincy Naporti. It's a game. RBI single for Dingler, brought him out of a two-game hitless skid. Four consecutive two base runners for the Seawolves. And now Chris Robago will continue the train. Josh Conway comes out to chat. Stalling at one strike away. He's trying, I'm not positive the way that he's going about it, but it almost as if he's trying to do a little bit too much. We'll see if he can get guys to chase early, and they don't, and he falls behind. He has to backtrack and give them something to hit. He has to hit the strike zone. But it's a brief mound visit with Josh Conway. As four straight bats have reached, it was a flyout and a strikeout inning, but then a single up the mid-two pitch, a five-pitch walk, and then a single and an RBI for Dane Myers on a no offering, and an RBI single for Dingler on a 1-1 pitch. RBI of the year for Dingler as Cripago steps in. 5 for 12 in this series. Stalling sets. It fires the first. Robago put off right side. Count opens up and nothing. Robago did not face off against Stallings in either of his two starts against the Sea. It was Dingler on Tuesday. And third catcher John Rossoff back in May when the two teams Georgia Stadium. The 0-1 is instead at second base, but no throw is thrown. No throw is thrown. Can you tell I'm not a morning person? Oh, Robago. He's not much of a person either. Only 1 for 15 in day games this season. The 0-1. This ball misses too far down and inside in the count at 1. 21 pitch inning so far for Garrett Stallings. And again, he was only one strike away from getting out of it. On a 1-2 count with Parker Meadows. And the base is empty in two outs. The inning has extended far beyond the 1. Slider misses down and away. And the count goes to 2 ball strike. It was a great run, too, for Bowie starters. They had gone 11 consecutive innings without allowing an earned run, thanks to Drew Rahm's shutout work 2 days ago in peak, allowing only one un over 6 innings yesterday. So at the very least, Bowie does have some fresh bullpen arms. The 2-1 pitch. Robago does it foul right side as the count goes even. Because if Stahl doesn't turn it around pretty much now, then he's probably not going to be able to finish the fourth. Two and count on Robago. First and second, 2-0. Next pitch. Pieced foul, high, and the count remains. 2-0 Seawolves lead. Leadoff single in the first inning. It was in a 2-pitch. Adam Hall, center field, moved to second base pitch and then to third on a flyout, but was left stranded. We have another 2 coming. Here it is. Popped foul again, right side, and now. Robago, he's been, as a catcher, I think he might have cracked his bat there. As a catcher, relatively good season at extending plate appearances. Favorite stat, the pitches per PA. He leads, well, he's set Wolves lineup right now, 4.1 per plate appearance, trailing only Andres. Another 2-2 pitch, right side, past the diving glove of Speed, into right field, the base hit. Run will score as Myers rounds third and comes. Third consecutive single for the Seawolves, and they lead 3. Robago's fifth run driven in this season. Dylan Dingler was off on the slow bouncer. He moves all the way to third base. So now it's runners at the corners, all with two outs for Aaron Rosa. And he's going to get a body up at some point now, as the inning has extended far, far past what Garrett Stallings anticipated. Right-hander warming, Tyler Birch. First pitch to Eric De La Rosa, fouled off. Fastball in the top half of this, nothing and one. Might be a good opportunity for De La Rosa here, but also a good opportunity for Stallings to get back into it. I've mentioned series, De La Rosa and his high strike rate. Plenty of strikeouts for this winner. No one pitch. Grounded, oh, third, but foul. Count already to nothing and two. First and third away here in the bottom of the first. A three-run game for the Seawolves. After the cuts to start, it's been single walk, single single. Here's the 0-2. Swung on and missed for strike three. Slider down and away. Stallings can strike out. Mercifully ends the inning, but not before the Seawolves play three, all with two outs. We're on to the right at UPMC Park. Bowie trails three. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Well, it's the most special day of the year at Prince George's Stadium, and it comes your way Friday, July 29th. It's the third Navy Night, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union. Join the United States Navy Academy Class of 2026. Take in the Bay Sox as they face off the Altoona Curve. It all comes your way on Friday, July 29th, and first pitch is 7:05 with some fantastic post fireworks. The 23rd annual Navy Prince George's Stadium. So get your tickets now at Sox.com.
If you own or operate a vehicle facility, or if you're a general contractor that is located or operates in the D.C. area, there is no doubt that it is important for you to have the best trained, qualified people working for you. So Steamfitters UA Local 602 provide the highest level of HVAC, mechanical, and specialty services to the various customers we serve. For more information about the services we provide and for a list of companies you can hire, please visit steamfitters-602.org.
A birthday bash with the Bay Sox is time at the ballpark. Bring your friends out to celebrate and be the star of the show. Dance on the dugout with Louie, play games in the stadium, introduce a batter in the... You'll even get to have the stadiums for you. Bay Sox birthday parties, an unforgettable, one-of-a-kind experience, Prince George's Stadium. Book yours calling 301-444-4880 or at baysox.com.
Second inning here at UPMC Park in the Bay Sox currently trail 3. A big first inning for the Wolves as Bowie did get a lead angle in the first, but couldn't do anything with it. Andres Angulo will lead off for Bowie here. Inning. The first pitch home is fouled off right, sticking one to open. Angulo in his second game with Bowie after playing 0-4. Every hit was into play as the 0-1 pitch comes in and it misses high. Count goes deep strike. He lined out twice and then grounded out once. The 1-1 pitch home. Low drills it hard and deep to left field. Harris has to look up and watch it off the under the home run line. And Angulo will hook in on the bounce, but the throw beats him by him. Myers playfully off of the high bounce. It would have been a home run at this ballpark last season, but they recently raised the line to left field, jumping up a 15-foot wall to a 30 wall. And Angulo is on Dane Myers' first outfield assist season. A single and a throw out, 7-6. So now one away. Here's Zaxson. First pitch popped up. Right side, foul ground. It'll get out of play. Robago tosses, but didn't go too far. Count opens up at nothing and one. It's a 191 average for Watson. The 0-1 pitch is fun. Called a strike on the inner edge from Solbach. Nothing and two. 575 OPS for Watts, 9 games played. 6 double triples, 4 homers, 13 batted in. The next offering bounces in. The count goes to a ball and 2 strikes. Bowie already trailing 3 here in the top of the second inning. Hit off base hits in both frames, and they will get nothing out of either of them. Here's the 1-2. Just misses inside a fastball. Tough take there for Watson, but wrong. Little bit on the shift side for the infield. Here's the 2 offering. And it misses down and in. So, 9-0 and 2 to run it full. Solbach deals the payoff. Watson grounds it foul. Third base just barely. The quiet Sunday afternoon at UPMC Park. Small rain in the forecast, but as the has progressed, it's been pushing further back in the day, so clear to finish this game. At least get it through five. The 3-2 pitch is popped up foul again, third base side. Out of play. Another 3-2. This one floated to low, and it's down for a base hit. Just a little looping liner for Zach Watson. He's now got hit five of his last six games. And Bowie opens up the second inning with a pair of singles. But of course, they've only got one runner on. Now it's on Christopher Cespedes to try and... Cespedes waits. The first pitch on Kolbach is called a strike. Dots the lower side corner. It's nothing and one. 2.03 average for Cespedes. A 6.94 OPS this season in 20 games. Three doubles, no triples, two homers, five runs batted in. The 0-1 comes home, and Cespedes watches in. Almost looked to be ready to go after it, but says that if he did, he'd probably get something on the other hands. Runner at front away here in the top of the second, a 3-0 lead. As the 1-1 comes home, and Cespedes knuckles it the other way, but Eric De La Rosa, he's backing up, and Gil makes the catch, just overhead on the warning track. There's two away on that strong liner to the other side, Cespedes. Now it's J.D. Mundy. Righty on lefty, as the first pitch comes in, and Mundy left the first baseline, but hooks it just too far. Touches down on the warning track side, and it's nothing at one to open. 2.06 average for Mundy this season. 5.98 OPS, 44 games played, 10 doubles, no triple. Three homers, 16 runs back. Solbach, runner back at first base. Watson, couple of extra steps, now a secondary lead. And the 0-1 pitch comes in. Mundy swings and misses on a high fastball. It's 9-2. Mundy only hitting 125 against season. He strikes out in over half of his plate appearances against the Wolves. Next pitch is back to the screen. And the count remains. 29 pitch Hollings in the first inning. He'll try to a little bit cleaner in the second. With the number 9 batter and then loop it back to the top of the lineup. We're here in the top of the set. With an 0-2 pitch come to J.D. Mundy. Here it is. It's fouled off again. Ahead on the curveball. And the count remains. Leadoff single by Angulo. He was thrown out trying to stretch it in. That was a neat play by Danes in left field. Akin to what you see from full-time left fielders over at Fenway to play a ball careening off the monster there. As the 0-2 comes in and Mundy watches high. To a ball and two strikes. It was definitely something that Zach Watson had brought up when we were a little bit yesterday. Said it was really interesting playing in a unique facility, especially with the changes that they've made recently. The 1-2 to Mundy fouled off, down and in for that curveball. Just get a handle on it. Count remains at a ball and two. One runner at first, still two away here in the top second. Seventh pitch appearance set to come home to Mundy. And Kolbach steps off the back of the rubber. He assessed with an auto ball. Home plate umpire pointed out at the mound, but he's not signaled anything, and now he's chatting back and forth with the Seawolves dugout here. Kolbach stepped off the back of the rubber, but the umpire has credited him with an auto ball. So I'm not sure if that ball. But the count is now 2-2. Here's the next. Mundy checking, and the home plate umpire calls him anyway. Maybe a makeup call there. Mundy strikes out swinging in the inning. Bowie gets two leadoff singles, get anyone to second base. We go to the bottom. Bay Sox trail 3-0. You're listening to baseball.
Sky Blaze by ZY Pyrotech will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox all season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Blaze include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom courses, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give it a try. Find out more by calling us 703-281-361 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
Get the best at Prince George's Stadium with weekly bins all season. Tuesdays are Military Appreciation Night. Purchase a box office with a proof of service and you'll only have price. Bring along your furry friend on Wolf Wednesday. And it's the best happy hour around every Thursday from 5 to $2 Bud and Bud Light drafts with other beer specials throughout the year. And live music to get your night started. It's always a great time at the ball, so get your tickets now at Bucks.com.
On the Green Incorporated Lawn Care Team, providing professional based lawn care program for residential and commercial lawns. Our lawn care pro ballpark quality results. Each service tailored with guaranteed results for even toughest lawns. On the Green also offers outdoor pest control services. Mosquitoes, ants, ticks, and more. Effectively control insects and enjoy the outdoor summer with On the Green Incorporated. Go to On the Green.
Bottom of the second inning here at UPMC Park in Erie as the Bay Sox trail thing. Garrett Stallings hopes for a much cleaner inning after needing 20 pitches for the three-run first. He had two quick outs, but then gave a single, racking up a strikeout on three pitches of Osa. Gage Workman fouls pitch here left side, and the count opens up at nothing and one on the switch hitter. 204 average for Workman this season at 7 OPS. 16 doubles in 62 games played. He's homered six times. Next pitch misses inside. And the count goes even at a strike. Workman's put together some numbers against the Bay Sox specifically as the one is swung on and missed. Change up in, and the count two. But then again, so have a lot on this roster. Quincy Naporta of his best numbers of the year against Bowie. Andre Lipsius as well. And of course, Gardner had that five home run series last month. But Gardner not with Erie anymore. 8-2 to Workman. Misses high a fastball, and the count goes even at a ball and two strike. Downside for Workman this season has been the strikes. He's racked up a ton of them. The 2 pitch misses high a fastball on the full. That's why you don't want to lose him. And he's only drawn 17 walks and struck out 105. 42% appearances and in a punch out. The 3-2. Here's a line drive right side. Base hit. A leap of A.J. Graffinino as works out of a two-game hitless skid with a single to. Now back to the top of the line, Rez, and after that in hit, it looks like Tyler Burch is going to get into the bullpen. Or at the very least, he's up and around. Is he going to throw? He's throwing up against the to the catcher yet. Switcher Perez bats lefty. He flew out to center. First pitch he saw in the first and watched his pitch miss away. It's 1-0. Runner at first, no out in the bottom of the second as Bowie trails 3-0. Next pitch, swing and a miss, breaking ball. This is down and away, and the count goes even at a ball and a strike. Second trip through the lineup has all been tough for Garrett Stallings. It's why he two different outings curtailed the second inning. The 1-1 pitch misses right, and the count goes to 2-0. The second inning has been his worst inning with the most, actually, time spent in it. The sixth inning, he does have an ERA of 18, but not been in the sixth inning very often this year. The 2-1 pitch misses down, and the count goes to 3. But in the second inning, his is at 1.97, an ERA of 13.5. Allowed 17 runs in the second inning. The pickoff throw to first, this one close, but the tag not in time. A good slide in by Gage Workman. He does have wheels, Workman. 16 steals in 22 attempts. Andres Angulo has thrown out the only that's tried against him since joining. Goes, though, the pitch has popped up to left field. Foul ground. Cullen running on it. It's out of play. Actually, off of the tarp, and Cullen makes off of the bounce, thinking, hey, look, I got it. Jokester like that. Runs the count full on Perez. Back-to-back full counts after not running them full in the first inning. See if Workman takes off. Stays put. The is drilled out toward deep left field in the corner. This one slicing and looks to be getting out of play. So the count remains full as Stahl is already up to 41 pitches without an out recorded in the inning. Workman goes. The 3-2 is filled out toward right field and deep. Cespedes to the wall looking up, and there it goes. Two-run home Perez, his first double-A loss. It's 5-0 Erie. Perez up to 7 runs batted in this season. Stallings has now 17 home runs. Andre Lipsius will bat, still with nobody second. Stallings has the most home runs in the Eastern League this season. As Lipsius steps in, it's the first pitch he sees foul right side. One. Lipsius had a 3-run against Stallings back on Tuesday. It came in the second inning as Stallings wasn't able to escape that frame. Only picked one out in the second. Next pitch. This is down, and the count goes even to ball and a strike. As a matter of fact, three of us are among the top 11 in the Eastern League for most home runs allowed. Next pitch. This is down and away, and the count to 2-1. Stallings back. Antonio Velez, who hasn't even been in a couple of weeks, has a little, which is sixth most. Here's the 2-1. Breaking ball misses down and inside. 3-1. Ryan Watson does have one of the best whips in the Eastern League. He's got a whip of 1.08 best. He's allowed the 11th most home runs in, as Lipsius drills one out toward deep right center field. Watson and Cespedes running back. And it's a leaping reach. He made the catch. Zach Watson pulls down extra base hit, taking it away from Lipsius, securing the inning for Garrett Stallings. A necessary on what was another big bear. That one looked like it was for the video board, but Watson tracked it, died just in front of him while he timed it up. So one away, here's Parker Meadows. First pitch home. Meadows drills it out toward right field and deep. Seth running back, looking up, there it goes. Home run of the inning. Fifth of the season for Meadows. 6-9. Eighteenth home run allowed by Stallings. That's the second consecutive start. He's allowed two home runs, second inning. First pitch to Quincy Naporti. Right side, foul ground, running Cespedes to the bullpen, but it will slice out of play. Nothing to open. 2.59 average, walked in the first inning, came around to score on what was second of the three consecutive RBIs. As Boone 6-0 here in the bottom of the second, the 0-1. Grounded over to third, backing goal and pulled at the edge of the infield, dirt of the corner. A beautiful toss to first base, beats Hunter. 5-3, the second out of the frame. So Stallings asked where he was last start. But they've still got Ty Birch warming in the bullpen. Most likely remove Stallings should he allow any more base runners in this frame, or even at the end of this frame altogether, up to 50 pitches. Here's the pitch to Dane Myers, a fastball, dot the side corner for a called strike. It's nothing in one. Myers singled to win a run in the first and scored the same frame, part of the three-run frame. The 0-1 pitch. Called a strike, inside edge, and that's two. Well, Erie getting in both traditional ways. Well, I guess you could call it the traditional and now the current way. Using three straight seven, three runs in the first, and then two home to drive in three runs here in the second. Pitch. Myers looks silly, chasing a slider down and away. The strikeout for Garrett Stallings, but not before it is done. Two home runs for the Seawolf. Two-run blast by Wenzel Perez and a shot by Parker Meadows. We move to the Bowie Trail 6-0. You're listening to baseball.
Get your gear and memorabilia from your favorite Sox players and future stars Orioles at the Tackle Box Team Store. Jerseys, hats, autographed bats and balls, all at great prices. Located right of the main gate at Prince Stadium and online at BaySox.com, the Tackle Box is the only place to get the best BaySox gear for you, your favorite fan. It's the Tackle Box, Prince George's Stadium, and at BaySoxShop.com.
Takes time to get rich flavor beans from the lush mountain region Colombia and Brazil to Royal Farms. but less than a minute to yourself a delicious hot cup of the finest and freshest coffee in the world. Because Royal Farms new Swiss coffee machines grind those rich, flavorful coffee beans and brew them a magnificent cup at a time. Royal Farms makes the freshest and best world. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
At DC Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured of office technology professionals, ready trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, and security and storage, we understand, not printers. Give DC Imaging a call, 301-571-0021, or learn more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Bowie in a lot of trouble early as they trail 6-0. Moving on to just the third inning, it'll be 9-1-2 for the Bay Sox to up. A.J. Graffinino to open. Him, Adam Hall, and then Cesar Perez. Solbach continues on the mound. First pitch, no. Watch his fastball miss up and away for a ball. No. 224 for Graffinino this season. A 5 PS in 21 games played. Next pitch from Solbach is swung on and missed. A nice slider downside as the count runs even strike. No doubles or trip Graffinino. He does have one home run. Driven in 5 runs this season. 1-1 pitch. Slider again. Graffinito lays off of it time, and the count goes to 2 balls and a strike. Well, nobody warming still in the buoy, so we'll see if Tyler Burch comes out for the next where they stick with Garrett Stallings. As the next pitch to Graffinito is called a strike half, the count runs even at 2. Next offering, bounce slowly over toward third. They have the shift on, so Oxias picks it near the shortstop position. But he gets it to first without an issue. And 3 put out, and there's one away. Now Adam Hall. Single to right field his first time up, and the first home nearly clips him on a curveball side. He had his torso out of the way on that one, and up at 1-0. Bowie trailing 6-0. They do hits as Hall laces one foul over to the right side and onto the concourse. County hit a ball on a strike. Hopefully, we'll look at this from a symbolic closing out the first half on what's been kind of a bit of their 1-1 popped up on the infield side. Now behind home plate, Robago ranging back. It looks like it will get away. And the scouts directly to home plate had to scatter briefly. It falls in for a strike. Count 2. And some of these blowout losses for Bowie, where the pitching staff is a tough day, the offense is having a tough day. The 1-2 is grounded to short, scooped up by Workman. And a nice side toss with his motion carrying him toward the line. Gets to first. 6 out, 2 gone. And now here's Cesar Prieto. And we get the day started with Richmond on Tuesday at 6:35. I believe Jake Dahlberg is sketched out for the Flying Squirrels. That's the first pitch home to Cesar, misses low. It's a 1-0 to start. They'll start the second half just like they did the first, hosting the Squirrels at Prince George's State. 1-0 pitch, misses high, and works ahead 2 balls and no strikes. He lined to left field his first time up. As Bowie lost the first 2 games of the season to the 2022 season, the pitch drilled out toward deeper field, but not very deep. Meadows, he was ranged deep to start, so he doesn't have to back up too much more. And ends the inning. 3 up for the Bay Sox in the third, and as we move to the bottom of the frame, Bowie trails 6-0. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Get the Bills at Prince George's Stadium with weekends all season. Tuesdays are Military Appreciation Night. Purchase a box at the ticket office with a proof of service and only pay half price. Bring along your friend on Woof Wednesday, and it's the best hour around every Thursday from 5:30. $2 Bud and Bud Lights with other beer specials throughout the and live music to get your night. It's always a great time at the ballpark. Your tickets now at BaySox.com.
Pest Now is proud to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and provide their pest control services. For all your residential and commercial pest control, it's called Pest Now. For general pest, termite control, mosquito control, their pest control services, call Pest. You can reach us at 301-31-8300, online at www.pestnow.com.
Make sure you've got your Jedi cloaks ready on Saturday, July 16th for Star Wars at Prince George's Stadium. Meet dozens of Star Wars characters out at the ballpark, take in interactive exhibits and lightsaber battles, and you can bid on Spain-worn jerseys by the Bay Sox at the game. It's all sponsored by Taco Bell, and it comes your way on Saturday, July 16th. So get your tickets now for Star Wars Day at the ballpark by heading to BaySox.com. Bottom of the third and Erie as the Bay Sox still trailing. Garrett Stallings will hope to make sure that nothing else comes from this as we've got a brief delay for the start of this half inning. One of the umpires headed over and inspecting part of the wall behind the Seawolves on deck circle. Seeing if some of the padding came loose, I'm not too positive about that, but it looks like it wasn't any sort of issue. Behind the dish and gets set for the first batter. Dylan Dingler step in. Garrett Stallings continuing on the mound as the first pitch home. Dingler is fouled off into the netting right side. Count opens up at nothing and one. Dingler singled to left field to drive in a run in the first inning. He made it to third base and was left stranded. It was a three-run first with hits for the Seawolves and a three-run second with three hits and two homers. The 0-1 misses high, and the count goes even at a ball and a strike. After Dingler, it'll be Chris and Eric De La Rosa due up. Bottom of the third. The 1-1. Fouled off back to the screen, and the count is even to a ball and two strikes. And even to a ball and two strikes. Can you tell it's been a long week with a long drive ahead, headed into what will be another long week at Prince George's Stadium? Fun week, though. The 1-2 misses high. The count runs even at two. It's Educator Appreciation Week, Park. I think that's what's most important. 28th to Friday the 1st, as Dingler pitch up right side to the corner. Hit on at Cespedes, but it'll get out of play. Holds. Works and educators over the who show their ID at the Bay Sox box will get two free tickets to a good choice. Again, it's any day between Tuesday the 28th and Friday the 1st, so that you get Prince George's Stadium and you can get a free ticket. Two hammered out to deep center, but too high instead of too deep. Zach Watt sees it and makes the catch. Here's Chris Robago. Yeah, that's just one of the few things coming to the stadium next week. Of course, there's the usual appreciation night, Wolf Wednesday, live happy hour. But then, of course, what matters most, Independence Day weekend celebration. Huge post-game fireworks on Saturday the 2nd, day the 3rd. It's the only Sunday night of the season for Bowie. First pitch home to Chris Robago, fouled off right side, and it's nothing in one tipping. Robago finished off that string of three consecutive RBI singles in the first, and he grounds this one backhanded in the corner by Greg Cullen. Lofted on a line to first, a clean throw for the start of the inning. Now Eric De La Rosa. Righty on righty as Stallings looks for his perfect inning today in his first scoreless inning together. First pitch, Rosa hammers it out toward right field, carrying back a bit on Cespedes as it's squared and makes the catch. Three up, three down inning for hopefully this is the sign of something new. We're on to the fourth here at UPMC Park. The Bay Sox trail 6-0. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
On the Green Incorporated is your lawn team providing professional organic care programs for residential and commercials. Our lawn care programs provide our quality results. Each service is tailored with guaranteed results for even the toughest lawns. On the Green also outdoor pest control services. Miscants, ticks, and more. Safely and effectively control insects and enjoy the outdoor summer with On the Green Incorporated. Go to onthegreen.com.
Baseball is a game of specialists. Steelers, closers, cleanup hitters. Together, they help their teams from the rest. Specialists also set Chesapeake Employers Insurance apart from other workers' compensation insurance companies. Our health services team includes orthopedic surgeons, nurse case managers, therapists, and more. All to get your back to work, contain costs, and comes down. That's teamwork. To connect with your agent or visit Chesapeake at CEIWC.com.
Then making a Bay Sox game is with a group outing at George's Stadium. Everything from entertainments to birthday parties and even fundraisers for your team, the Bay Sox offer options for your group at unbeatable rates. Plenty of options on suites, seats, and decks around the ballpark. You're filled and have an unforgettable time. Find out more and schedule your group outing by calling 301-464-880 or going to BaySox.com.
Thank you.
Care is around the corner at Patient First. Urgent care that's open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. No appointment. Learn more at patientfirst.com. Fourth inning of action here at PMC Park in Erie as the Bay Sox nothing. Andrew Dashbach will lead for Bowie, and the first pitch home to him is a curveball. Called for strike in the ins, nothing and one. Marcus Solbach continues to mound for the Seawolves, just 48 deep through his three scoreless frames. He's the 0-1 pitch, swung on and missed, down and away, and the count already down two. So Solbach already combined nine consecutive scoreless innings just over this week alone. He could set him sign for pitcher of the week honor. Pitch, check swing, called like three by the home plate umpire on a pitch in the dirt. So Dashbach goes, that's the second strikeout for Solbach. He's now six consecutive batters. Here's Greg Cullen. Grounded out to second base his first time up. First pitch home. Called a strike. Up or out. And the count opens up and nothing in one. Here's the next offering. Pops it up. Foul behind plate. This one will curl out. That's nothing in two. Long couple of weeks coming, Bowie. They will get a day off tomorrow. A long trip back, about a six-hour drive, and then got to play the six games against Richmond. And then the week after will be funky. The 0-1 misses high as the count goes to a ball and two strikes. Because of the July 4th win, July 4th this year falling on a Monday, they had to shift the schedule around in minor baseball. The 0-2 misses down and away. Count goes even at two ball strikes. One of the things that minor league baseball has tried, a special sport has become increasingly more popular around the country. Really should. It's just such a great activity. Make sure that every team in baseball gets to play around the 4th of July. The 2-2 is grounded foul, first base side, as the count remains. And of course, it's impossible for every team to play on the 4th of July, or to play at home, actually, on the 4th of July, because you've got to have a road team. So what they normally do is play one game on July, and then one game on July, splitting. The 2-2. Late swing, fouled off right side, as holds. So that way, every team gets a game either on July 3rd or on July 4th in minor league baseball. So they celebrate, at least in some capacity, that this season, Bowie will play on 3rd, and they will play July 4th in Somerset. The 2-2 pitch, fouled off right side, as the count holds. Now, since there's no league-wide off day that day, first time in a while that many teams have to go through a name right into a travel. Haven't seen that in a few years. The 2-2 Cullen, swing and a miss for strike three. Curveball down in the dirt. Home plate umpire saying it actually didn't hit any. Cullen started up the line. He'll head back and grab his bat. That's the third out for Marcus Solbach today. And Gulo in. He singled to left field. Second inning. Hit it off of the left field wall. It was thrown out trying to stretch it into it. It was played well off of the wall by Danier's first pitch. He swings through a high foul. And it's nothing and one to open. But again, the way that worked to play a 6:05 game and then immediately have to get on the bus and leave that night, the 0-1 pitch, hammered out to center. But on it is Parker Metz, ranges to his left, and makes it. Three up, three down, go the base of the fourth. And as we move to the bottom of the frame, it's Erie 6, Bowie nothing. You're listening to baseball.
Sky Shooter by ZY Pyrotechnics, lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We'll give you the bang for your buck. Sky Shooter displays include traditional shows, pyro musicals, custom choreographed, and much more. The night sky is limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 0-328-1361 or visit us online at pyrotechnics.com.
Well, it's a busy day at Prince Stadium on Sunday, July 17th. This is and Pirates Day at the ballpark. Shiniest crown, wear your fanciest peg leg and your eye patch as Princeton Stadium transforms into a fun fairy tale and a swashbuckling ball. It's also Louie's birthday. Many of Louie's mascot friends will be on what should be just a fantastic Prince George's Stadium. That's Sunday, July 18th, so get your tickets now at Baysound.
At DCA Imagedance, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your advisors. From document creation, devices, scanning, and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand print, not printers. Give DC a call, 301-571-0021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office tech made easy.
You can hear the hum of the lights that turned on here at UPMC Park. You ask yourself, why are they turning on the lights at 2:30 in the afternoon? Well, it's been a very day, and as I've come to understand, being in our covered press box, you have a little bit of light sprinkle coming through. And, of course, if that happens, you do need to get the lights on to make sure that there's no issue. They'll just do whatever they can to make sure that the proper playing conditions are met as we come to the bottom of the fourth. Gallings is back to work. He fires a first gauge workman, and it's nothing and one to open as Erie leads Bowie 4-6-0 here in the bottom of the fourth inning. The next pitch home to the switch hitter is popped out towards shallow left. One will fall into no man's land for a base. Workman takes a wide first, but stops there. He's got a two-hit. To both sides of the field, too. Single to right field, second inning, and now to left field here to lead off. It's already the eighth hit allowed by Stahl today. He's at least eight hits in five of his last six starts. And he's on to the third trip through the line here without an out recorded in the fourth. First pitch to Wenzel Perez is hit to left center field. This one on a line to rolls all the way to the wall. Workman will go first to third and get the ball. He's got the wheels. The throw comes in. RBI double for Perez, and it's 7-0 Erie. Seawolves wasted no time and getting right back to work against Stallings. Three pitches, and they brought another run across. Second hit of the day for Perez. His first day double comes after his first double-A home run. But an RBI day for him. He's up to eight on the season with the Seawolves. So now here's Andre Lipsius. Righty on righty. Lip for two on the day. First pitch, and he lines it out to left. This one's down for another hit up against the Perez will score as Lipsius plays at second base. The throw comes, and it's not in time. Back to RBI doubles, make it 8-0. Thirteenth double of the season for Lipsius. His 30th RBI. And now here's Parker Meadows, already fourth batter of the inning, and Stallings has only thrown four pitches. First pitch. Meadows watches breaking ball mid down, and the count starts out at one. This is the second time three starts now that Stallings has allowed more hits. He allowed the Caribbean hits to Binghamton 2 weeks ago. Here's the fastball, down and away. As the count moves, there's no strikes on Meadows, who's 2-for-2 with a solo home run back in the second inning. He singled up the middle in the first and square as well. Here's well. Meadows watches it bounce in, run the count to 3-0. Back up and tossing the bullpen. Still looks to be Tyler Birch. I imagine his arm is okay at this point. Warmed up a bit in the first, up a bit in the second. It was a perfect third for Stallings, but now he's coming in soon. Can't imagine Stallings fit this inning. Runner at nobody out. The 3-0 to Meadows. Down Broadway for a called strike. Run it to... Well, I hadn't noticed this first. The news come across the other day that Austin Meadows for the Tigers is going on a ring as the 3-1 is grounded right back to one. A cracked bat picked up and sent to first. He hit second, and a 1-3 putout is out of the inning. But Austin Meadows, big for the Tigers, is on the rehab outing. And I did not make the connection, but he's actually Parker Meadows. And Detroit decided to send a rehab outing to AAA Toledo. And I get the distances, things like that. It's difficult to send to a further away a lot of times. But why not have him to play with his brother? I feel like that'd be fun. Here's Quincy Naporti. First down, and the count starts out at 1-0. Bowie trail nothing here in the bottom of the fourth inning. That is a few things that Bowie is very, very fortunate. No matter how they do, they'll be one of the in line to get rehabbers. As the 1-0 is hammered out to deep left center field. This one, Ticketina, and it's gone. No one is called fair. That was over the line. That's a home run, but in the second double is Quincy Naporti. Gabe Alvarez is word in because that was clearly a home run. We're going to talk about it. Be hit off of the top of the wall. One run is going to score, but I say two run score. And this is coming from somebody who's, you know, working for the Bay Sox. I just think game be called objective fair. But now the umpires converse, and they run. So Naporti goes 17th home run for him this season. It's a blast. And it's 10-0 Seawolves here in the fourth. Stallings ties a career 11 hits, sets a career worst runs. And we'll see if he stays in for danger. Here comes Kyle Moore to ask the overturned call. It's initially ruled a double for Naporti, but then give it to him. So he's up to 17 homers, runs batted in. And now Moore just calmly confessing about it at this point. What more is there to say, though? It's not been a good day. You could try to get your... You could try and get a little about it, but Kyle Moore has never seemed to be to get heated. He's not been ejected in a season. Really, I've only seen him maybe one potential argument here, and it never even really seemed that bad. But now he is starting to a little bit more. If he is going to toss, I suppose, but... When you're already down 10-0, I can't put much of a spark. Moore said his final piece, and now he's at the dugout. They're going to leave Stallings in, or are they? Moore turns around after getting to the dugout steps, and now he heads back and make the hook. Hasn't made it just yet, but Tyler Burch is slowly walking bullpen mound, and there it is. So a career-worst day for Stallings comes to an end. 11-10 runs all earned. We'll tell you about the new pitch in just a second. You're listening to Bay Sox.
A birthday bash with the Bay Sox is the best part. Bring your friends and family out to celebrate and be the star of the show. Dug out with Louie, play games in the stadium, introduce a batter in the game, even get to have the stadium sing. Bay Sox birthday parties, an unbelievable, one-of-a-kind experience at Georgia Stadium. Book yours by calling 01-464-880 or at Sox.com.
From sprains, stitches, sore throats to stomachs and pulled muscles to poison, care is around the corner at First. Walk in to see a doctor from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. X-rays, lab tests, and prescription drugs are on site, and most insurance plans are accepted. For illnesses and injuries, Patient is here for you. Patient First, the name fits.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, 10 p.m. every day.
We continue bottom of the fourth here at UPMC Park as the Bay Sox are probably just ready to get this game over with as soon as possible. A pitching change for Bowie after Garrett Stallings departs in a career day. 3 1/3 innings for the right-hander. Stallings allowed 11 hits, which is a career high, and 10 runs is a career high. For any Bay Sox pitcher this season, of course, he struck out 3 batters and just one, gave up 3 runs. Puts him up on the season most in the Eastern League. As Bowie trails 10-0, which will take over. New 190-pound right-hander. 2021 acquisition from in the Galvis deal. He's got tricked more. On the season, and improving. 17 appearances, 0-5 record, and a 7.97 RA. 20 in a third inning, 18 and walked 9. 6 home runs. Pitch home to Dane Myers is called to strike. Edge, it's nothing and one. He's singled up the gut in the first inning. Struck out swinging in the second, and he pops pitch foul right side. Back on it Monday, but it'll get over his head and out of play. As the count, nothing in two. Here's the 2-pitch. Myers watches that ball miss high, and the count ball in 2 strikes. The Eastern League today is watching 3 separate games as the Northeast Division is the 2 final teams currently tied for first that are playing each other, and the second is down to 2 final teams. Both games to go in the right direction. Far, everything is in the way of just fun. Rich beats Portland 3-2. Richmond, 1 game out of first place, but they own the tiebreaker over Akron, should tie at the end of the day. Berg currently leads Akron 3-0, still in the top of the second over at Canal Park. So if those scores finalized, Richmond would be in the postseason. 1-2 pitch to Myers. Misses down. Fastball runs the count even at 2. And then in the Northeast Division, it's a scoreless game. between Somerset-ford, the two teams with tentacle records atop the Northeast. Ooh, misses down. Count runs full. Base is empty. Only one away here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Already four runs across for the Seaweed, 10-0. As the bullpen, or the Bee Sox dugout, is sure played umpire just a tad on that pitch that came. Count is full. Here's the payoff, and Myers swings and misses on a slider away. First strikeout for Tyler Birch. Fourth overall for Bee Sox. And there's two gone for Dylan. Sanford and Somerset scoreless. Bottom of the seventh. It's first third with two. The winner of that game wins the first half title in the division outright. First pitch to Dylan Dingler. A strike in at the knees as the count opens up and nothing in one. Dingler single to drive in a run the first inning. He flew out to center field back. At this point, I'm just going to be watching this Hartford-Somerset game because it's fun drama. The 0-1 down and away. And the count goes even at a ball and a strike. Well, I note the other day. Actually, no, it was earlier today. Daniel Espino for the Rubber Ducks is on the mend. The 1-1 pitch. Out toward deep right field. Seth backing up on it. Looks to have it in front of track. Makes the catch. Well, Espino was working back from, I believe they said thumb injury something. I'll have to check the break. But we go to the break as Erie plates four more with a couple home runs. Bowie trails 10-0 into the fifth. You are listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
If you're working in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area as a pipe fitter, pipe welder, or HVAC technician, and you're interested in a better life, a better means to provide for yourself and your family, or to make sure that you're earning best wages and the best benefits, visit our website at fitters-602. That's steamfitters-602.org. Talk about what we can do to help life.
Hey Kids Sox Futures Club is the best way to fan of the Bay Sox, and it's free for kids ages 3 through 12. Futures Club members get access to members-only events, discount ticket offers, and free gifts for just sign. Parents, head over to BaySox.com to their kids, so don't miss out on all the giveaways at Prince George's Stadium. This next, the Bay Sox Futures Club at BaySox.com.
Hey coffee lovers, know where to find the world's freshest cup of coffee? Right here at Royal Farms. Because with our new brewing system, it takes less than a minute to go from the kind of coffee you want to this. Ah, the freshest, most flavorful cup of coffee you can buy is at Royal Farms. So try one. It'll be first sip because it's the coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast, Royal Farms.
Always glad to bring you along for the broadcast. May not be the best of looking days right now. He sucks. Matt Sabata saying thank you for stopping by because it makes my day to listening. Bowie trails 10 here as we move to the fifth. Zach Watts will lead things off. First pitch home to the right is popped up high to left. Moving on at Dane Myers, and he has squared. Now moves back to his left a little bit, changing to his right. Might have been in the clouds for a brief moment, but makes the chin. There's already one away. Trailing 10-0 with a six-hour ride ahead of Bowie. I can't imagine Bowie is going to be making too many lengthy plate appearances for the remainder of the day. Just go after a pitch that might look tantalizing enough and try and get as much of it as you can. If you ground out, if you fly out, you fly out. If you hit home run, hey, that's cool. First pitch to Cespedes is called a strike high. It's done to open. Cespedes lined right field his first time up as Soule continues to deal. He fired pitch in, and Cespedes fouls it off right side. Count goes to nothing and two. So an update, Hartford-Somerset game in the bottom of the over at TD Bank Ballpark. Patriots have scored the game's first run. The winner of that game wins the Northeast Division in the first half. Next pitch bounces in, and the count goes to a ball and two strikes. Cespedes. And it's going to be tough for Hartford over the remaining couple of innings. I'm not sure if he's come in yet. Flamethrower Aroldis Chapman making a rehab appearance with the Patriots. Next pitch to Cespedes misses inside. Chapman has already been in for an inning. Pulled the readout. He tossed a perfect seventh with a next pitch to Cespedes. Misses in again. As the count. Base is empty. One at the top of the fifth as Bowie trails 10-0. Here's the payoff. Cespedes takes up and in for ball four. So the first walk drawn by Bay. Free base with one out for Christopher Cespedes as J.D. Mundy digs in. Somerset is breaking it open. Bases loaded double for Elijah Dunham. to Pleatley. 4-0 Somerset in the bottom of the they might be headed to the postseason. That finally comes to a close. So we're here in the fifth. Bowie trails 10-0 first pitch. Misses up and away. And the count starts. Curious to see if it comes out for the next half inning. For the Patriots there. Runner at first, one away, top of the fifth. As the 1-0 comes in. And it misses up and away. Goes to 1-0. Really taking his time. Finally, it's lifted out toward deep center. Beto's running back. He's still going back. He's at the wall. This one's gone. J.D. Mundy says bye. A two-run home run. Breaks the shutout. His fourth of the season. Bowie's on, but they still trail 10-2. Take little things. That one was a pretty steep center. And like I said, go after what seems best. Make best possible contact and the best possible pin. Don't waste time. And, hey, if you got out of it, cool. Munts up his fourth. He's up to 18 RBs. And now here's A.J. Greffany. Misses inside a ball. And it's 1-0 to start. Kolbach can finish out this inning. Maybe go to a sixth. We'll have to see. I could still imagine him being the four pitcher of the week in the league. 1-0 pitch called a strike inside as the count runs even at one. Here's the next. Graffinino swings and misses on that skin. He's been having trouble with it against Solbach today. The 1-2, swing and a miss for strike three. That time the slider went down and away. Fourth strikeout for Marcus Solbach today. And there's two away here in the top. Hall. First pitch, right-hander, bounces it to third but fell. Count opens up at nothing. Hall single to right field in the first inning. Grabs the shortstop back in the third. As the 0-1 pitch comes in, and it's lined over to short. Five of Gage Workman into left, base hit. So Hall extends the with a two-out single. It's his 12th multi-hit of the season. Trails just Joey's for the active team lead. And now Safe Prieto up. Bowie's going to stick with the next half inning. It'll be his first full leaf. See if Solbach can finish out the set himself up for a win. First pitch to Prieto. Call the strike. And the count opens up at another one. That was number 78 Solbach today, pitch-wise. But again, at 30 years old, he's definitely got maybe some more get tank than some of the younger guys. The pitch, grounded to first, picked on a couple bounces by Naporti. He steps on the bag and doesn't have to move too much. And the inning's over. Bowie breaks the shutout with J.D. Mundy's two-run home run, fourth of the season, but they still trail by. We're back after this. You're listening to Baysox. There's plenty going on at the stadium on Saturday, July 30th. It's the Island Luau night at the ballpark as the Bay Sox battle the Altoona Curve. Live music from the islands, inspirational dance performances, and more. Not all. It's also Maryland's Work Car Show. Do you own a clunker, a pink on wheels? Well, here's your chance to show it off. Again, that's all on Saturday, July 30th. So head to baysox.com and find out more about Regis Erland's Worst Car Show. Hope you there.
Deserves a great smile, and Rad Orthodontics can help you, Bowie Bay Sox fans. Rad Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces, Zoline aligners, anyone can get this always wanted with our flexible payment option. With two of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the D.C. area, we love to see Bay Sox fans smile with confidence. So amazing smile you deserve. Visit rad.com today and book your free consult. It's radsmile.com for Rad Orthodontics, official smile for Bowie Bay Sox.
Fielder's Choice Flex Packs with the Boots. The best value to see the best game. It's Georgia Stadium. You could save up to 1% on your selected seat from day one and enjoy a number of exclusive benefits, including flexible exchange options, discounts on suite rentals, access to the Diamond View Restaurant, and a free members collectible at your first home game of the year. Get your pack now on 301-46-4865. We're heading on Sox.com.
Bottom of the fifth inning here at UPMC Erie as the Bay Sox trail 10-2. Chris Robago will lead it off 40 with Tyler Birch continuing to work relief. First pitch home to the right is fouled off right side, and the count opens up nothing in one. Robago, De La Rosa, and Gage Workman do up inning for the Seawolves. One for two, an RBI single best inning. Part of a three-run for Seawolves, they put up three different crooked numbers. Three runs in the first, then again in the second, and four in the fourth. Next pitch, strike, slider away. And the count hit a ball and a strike. The offering from Birch. Check ball down, they'll appeal. He didn't go. Count runs to two balls and a strike. Birch is coming off of a scoreless innings against the Seawolves a few days ago. Strong relief outing for him. But Bowie was shut out Tuesday. Or rather, no, that was the walk-off loss. Here's the 2-1. Swing and a miss for strike. Tried to check on a slider down and away. Did Robago just strike out on a second? I think that was only the second strike. But he looked silly in that one, and he just walked back to the dugout. Call it a strike. Pitch to Eric De La Rosa. Called a strike on the outside corner. It's nothing and one. I only had it written down as 2-1. I'm pretty sure only a 2-2 count after that swinging strike. I'll have to check. Next pitch. Misses high. Even at a ball and a strike. De La Rosa is 0 for 2 on the day. Kyle Moore is coming out. Something's wrong with Tyler Birch. Here's the athletic trainer, Blake Wooten, as well. Whole infield coming in. There's nobody in the bullpen for Bowie. Hopefully they get an emergency reliever up and tossing it. Birch looks to be grimacing a little bit as the entire end. Not really inspecting anything on Birch at the moment. They're just all huddled behind the mound. Birch is twisting his left leg a tad. Maybe something with the knee, I'm not sure. Maybe they'll give him some warm-ups as the coaching staff will just back it out of the way, as well as Blake Wooten, assistant athletic trainer, while Birch throws off of the mound. Not too sure how to feel on it. Looks like Birch says he's okay. See if they give him another warm-up toss. He only threw one for shooing the staff back to the dugout. And they say he's fine. But it's a 1-1 count. De La Rosa. As the next pitch comes in. And it's lined right to Cesar Prieto. Pulls it in on it. And there's two outs. So now Gage Workman riding a 2-for-day. A pair of singles. 2 runs scored.
PestNow is proud to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and provide their pest control services. For all your residential and commercial pest control needs, call PestNow. General pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and all other pest control services, call PestNow. You can reach at 301-231-8300 or visit us at www.pestnow.com.
It's not baseball season without fireworks, and you can always count and best at Prince George's Gum. There's no better way to cap off at the ballpark than a spectacular fireworks show. And the Bay Sox got you covered this season with 6 different shows to choose from. So get yours now at BaySox.com. Come on ready to celebrate Independence Day. Fireworks on July 2nd and July when the Richmond Flying Squirrels come to town. Hope to see you there.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics. Lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games season-long. We will give you the best for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true musicals, custom choreographed plays, more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give Z a try. Find out more by calling us at 703-281-3361 or visit us online at pyrotechnics.com.
On to the thing here at UPMC Park in Erie, as the Bay Sox still trail 10-8. Matt Sabata is with you as Andrew Dabbach will lead it off for Bowie here in this. Marcus Solbach back to work. 79 pitches. First pitch home to Andrew Dabbach misses high, and it's 1-0. Solbach could not maintain the shutout. Home run to J.D. Mundy in the top of the fifth as the 1-0 pitch to Dabbach is on a breaking ball, misses inside. It's the 2-0. Dabbach, a fly out to center field, is swinging. The 2-0 pitch is foul right side. As the count goes to 2-1. Again, Bowie will get the day tomorrow. Travel home tonight. Rest up and recharge ahead of their series with Richmond to start the second half of the year as the 2-1 is bounced foul up the third baseline. Kicked up a little walk in front of the line. We're in front of the bag, but just. As the count goes even at 2-1 Dabbach. The sun starts to peek out a little bit, I feel. Light still on here with that overhead cloud coverage. A little bit of drizzle that's moved its way across the ballpark, but you can feel a little bit of that warmth as it moves its way into view. Dabbach, curveball plunks him. Fourth hit by pitch by Solbach. That one just a soft ball that hit Dabbach on the shoulder. Time he's been nicked by one. And the leadoff man is for Bowie here in the top of the sixth. Greg Collin steps in. Solbach fires the first man. It's lined to right field for a base. Dabbach will go to second and stop there. As Collin continues it for Bowie, he's got hits in back-to-back after putting on two hits yesterday. Puts Dabbach to second, and now brings Andres Angulo up to bat. Angulo 1-for-2, singled off the ball in left field in the second inning, but that got thrown out trying to straighten into a double. Field back in the fourth. First pitch in, pop right side. Running toward foul ground, Quincy Naporti. He'll watch it get out of play to the seats. So nothing in one to start. As Solbach is really his time now. This moving slowly has already worked well into the 80 category. Sends home the swung on and missed high. Count goes to nothing and 2-0. We'll have to see how he feels. See a lot of his old friends week when Richmond comes to town. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Slider misses down and away. And it goes to a ball and two strikes. Of course, one of the great things about baseball, working or playing in it, is the people you play with and the friends that you make. It is a very small world considering few number that actually get to the kind of level. The 1-2. Fouled off the screen. As the count runs at a ball and two strikes. Solbach still waiting. The 1 is up and in. Brushed him off. Runs even at 2. Now just a slow day that has continued to slow down here at UPMC Park. The Bay Sox 10-2 just in the top of the 6. Next pitch is a poke out toward field that falls in for a base hit. Bears will advance one bag. And it loads the bases here to start the 6th inning with Zach and Du up to bat. Two hit day, Trey Zangulo. And now Watson. Is that going to be the day for Marcus Solbach? So, Gabe Alvarez out of the dugout, and he makes the... So with the bases loaded and no out here in the top of the sixth, Erie will go to the bullpen. Zach Watson coming up. He's been riding a good little lead. We'll see if he can continue it when we learn. We're back after this. You're listening to Sox Baseball.
AK Sox Futures Club is the best way to be of the Bay Sox, and it's completely free for kids ages 3 through 12. Futures Club members get access to special events, discount ticket offers, and free gifts for just signing up. Go to BaySox.com to sign up your kids, so don't miss out on all the promotions at Prince George's Stadium this season. The Bay Sox Futures Club. Sign up at BaySox.com.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide your team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. In creation, output devices, game workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print. Not give DCA Imaging a call, 577-10, or find out more about how we can help you. DCA Imaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made.
Continue on with the top of the sixth inning at EMC Park in Erie as the Bay Sox to inch a bit closer. They still trail 10-2, how game they trailed 10-0 not too long ago. As Dario Garza will take over on the mound in relief, taking Marcus Solbach, who was not able to collect an out here in the sixth inning. The bases are loaded with Zach Watson two up. The line on Solbach is not final, of course, all runners belong. But at the moment, he tosses plus three batters, allowed seven hits, and currently two earned. Out four and walked one, allowed one home run. Watson steps in. He's 2-for-6 this season with the bases loaded. He's driven in on singles. He's struck out four times. And time called. There was an auto ball on Dario Day at a start. It's 1-0 for Watson sees pitch. So now Gardea sets. First pitch in. It's in. Slices it foul right side. Evens it one to. Infield not going to play themselves in at this point. They lead by. They would gladly go for two and just speed the game up, then worry the bits and pieces of trying to get a runner at the. 1-1 pitch. Watson pop right side. Foul ground. Napurdy running back to the warning track against the wall. It's just out of his reach. As the count goes to a ball and two strikes. Tell you about Gardea, 6'2", 210-pound, 20-hander from Chihuahua, Mexico. Non-drafted free agent signed in 2018. And 1-for-2 on the day, single to left field in the second inning. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Popped foul again, this time well behind home as the count remains. Deya sets. He fires the 1-2 to Watt. And it's called strike three inside. A changeup. First out of the inning. Fifth strikeout for Erie pitching. It's Christopher Cespedes. Dario Gardea has made appearances for the Seawolves this season. He's gone third in a 7-point RA. First pitch to Cespedes. Misses side. Nearly clips him. As count starts out at 1-0. Cespedes is 1-for-3 this season loaded. He's driven in two runs. Here's the 1-0. Inside, he brushed him off, tightened the stance as he kicked his feet away slightly. Count goes to 2. Bases loaded, one away here in the top of the sixth inning as Bowie trails by 2-0 pitch. Is up and in, and the count goes to 3-0. Again, it's still a lot of work to do. Even if you get the best possible outcome out of this appearance, you're only halfway done. And Gardea steps off the rubber, asks Chris Robago to sign. 3-0 count on Cespedes. Here's the next offering. And it's called a strike. Curveball on the inner half. Cespedes did try to curl back in, but didn't get. And it goes to 3. Let's see if he feeds him another breaking ball right here. Now that Cespedes has the hitter's count and had been laying off the pitches. 3-1. Called strike on the inside edge. Tried to draw the umpire's hand, jogging up the line briefly, but it runs the count full. Here's the payoff, Espinus, and it's grounded high over to stop. A tough opportunity to turn to, and it's mishandled. Gayton didn't make the transfer right. Safe, and a run scores. So Dashbach is, you can't assume double plays. That is an RBI for Christopher Cespedes as Bowie gets one back, 10-3. Fielder's choice, Cespedes aboard. Six allows Angulo to, well, Dashbach scores. The base is loaded for J.D. Mundy. First to the left-hander is lined towards center. Should score another one as Parker Meadows camps under and makes the catch. He'll throw it to third to try and get runner tagging at second, but that throw is low. Cullen scores and ends to third. The Bay Sox get another. It's 10-4. Five for J.D. Mundy. His third RBI of the 19th of the season. J. Graffinino with first and third, two away. First pitch home to the left hand. Is called a ball just under the knees. Start. 0 for 2 Dave Nino. He struck out swinging back in the grounded out to third base in the third. As the 1-0 pitch comes in, is it for a called strike, a fastball up and away. Hanging on here in the top of the sixth inning. 10-4 game, good buddy. Ha-ha. Anybody? Oh, goodness. Here's the 1-1. Here's a line drive out toward right center field. Carrying Meadows running back. And just over the shoulder is the catch before slowing, bracing up against the wall to stop. The inning is over, but not before Bowie gets at least a couple across. Fielder's choice, an RBI for Cespedes and a sacrifice for Mundy. As we go to the bottom of the sixth, Bowie still trails 10-4. Your Bay Sox baseball.
Are you beginning or expanding on a career fitting, pipe welding, or HVAC industry? Are you interested in a path that will set you up for life without experiencing any college debt? If you're interested in these things and you live in the D.C. area, the Steam Fitters UA-02 Apprenticeship Program is the best. For more information about our program and how to apply, please visit steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters-602.org.
A birthday bash with the Bay Sox is the best time park. Bring your friends and family out to set and be the star of the show. Dance on out with Louie, play games in the stadium, produce a batter in the game, and you'll even get to have the stadium sing for you. Sox birthday parties, an unforgettable one-of-a-kind experience at Prince Stadium. Book yours by calling 3-464-40 or at baysox.com.
It takes time to get rich, flavorful coffee beans from the lush mountain regions of Colombia and Brazil to Royal Farms. But less than a minute to get yourself a delicious hot cup of the finest and freshest coffee in the world. Because Royal Farms' new Swiss-made coffee machine grind those rich, flavorful coffee and brew them one magnificent cup. It's why Royal Farms makes the freshest and best coffee in the world. Real fast, Royal Farms.
On to the bottom of the sixth here at UP Park as the Bay Sox trail 10-4. Looks like Bowie will go to the bullpen for another pitching change. Imagine this will be the last one as Stauffer comes out. He's usually able to full of innings. And with Bowie by as much, I imagine they won't need to really rely on even if he does get hammered a bit. Wenzel Perez will lead off. Tyler Burch is done today. It's a good relief outing for Burch. First pitch, the switch hitter watches breaking ball 1-0 to start. Burch worked 5 up, 5 and 2 thirds of perfect ball, 2 strikeouts. Here's Perez, fouls it back to the screen. Count goes even at a ball and a strike. It's a 2 for 3 day for Perez. 2-run home run in the side, double in the fourth. He's, of course, scored 1. Swing and a miss on a curveball down. Perez ball and 2 strikes. Here's the 1-2. One line to right field. Cespedes sprinting in on it. Nearly overran it. Hopped the catch. So there's one away. Lipsius. First pitch to Andre Lipsius is inside for a ball, or for a called strike. Nothing in one to open. For 3-day for Lipsius. To left field in the fourth inning to drive in. He also scored as the 0-1 pitch comes in. Some more chops slowly over to second. Picked with chest by Graffinino. He throws it high, covering, and Stauffer hop up to catch it. He couldn't get a base. Lipsius on the error. No, they're calling that a hit. Okay. Not necessarily sure, but... Well, the game's off the rails at this point. Bowie trailed 6. They trailed by 10. And they just want to get home. I'm not pick and choose about what coach way too hard against too many pitchers. Stauffer can just try and get it. Parker Meadows, who did ground out to the pitcher's timeout. First pitch home to Parker Meadows. Fastball misses up and away. Next pitch. Rake strike at the knees. 2-for-3 to Meadows. A single and a run scored in the first. Solo home run in the second. That was the second in the second inning. Middle of 3 home runs for Erie at Stallings as the 1-1 is hit through the right side, a base hit. On to second base and stopping there, Lipsius. Parker Meadows now is a 3. He's not a heavy pull presence, but he does pull it more often than others. It's one of those tough scenarios where when you have to put the shift on, you keep thing because you've got the runner held on at face by the first baseman. And with the rules here at the lower 11 leagues, or at least in all the leagues at this point, with the full-on, at least as it stands in the major leagues, Bailey really have, they're on the right side of the infield. And it leads to base hits like that. That's the rules it was intended, though. So I suppose I can't get too upset. As Quincy Naporti digs in, first pitch to high. And it's 1-0 to start. Bowie trails 10-4 here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Runners at first, one away, next pitch. Called a strike, breakaway. As Stauffer sets. Fires the 1-1. And it's called a strike, bottom edge. Count goes to a ball. For sets, but time has been called just before he had started his delivery. Tall rim stuffer, 6'7", 240 pounds. 19th round draftsman in 2017 from Coatesville High School out in the Philly area. As the 1-2 comes home, and it's swung and missed. Fastball high. Stuffer picks up his first strikeout. Sixth overall for Bay Sox pitching, and there's two away here in the bottom of the sixth for Dane Myers. First pitch owned to the right-hand hitters is lined out toward deep left. This one is caught. Andrew Dashbach found it on the line and made the catch up in corner. So the inning's over. 2-6 stranded. And as we go to the seventh, Bowie still is 10-4. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
When your commercial plumbing project calls for a job done safely and on time, job calls for the plumbers of Local 5, Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver the most skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, you need plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit Local5Plumbers. That's localplumbers.org.
Get the best deals at Prince Stadium with weekly promotions all season. Tuesdays are military appreciation. Purchase a box seat at the ticket office with a service, and you'll only pay half price. Bring along your furry friend on Woof Wednesday, and it's the best happy hour around every Thursday from 5 to 6:30. Bud and Bud Light drafts with other beer specials throughout the year. And live at your night started. It's always a great at the ballpark, so get your tickets now. ASOX.com.
Saturday and Sunday, July 3rd. It's two of the large fireworks shows of the season, all the Bay Sox Independence Day weekend celebration. On Saturday, it's the Post-Spectacular, sponsored by Royal. And on Sunday, it's the Bay Sox Independence Day celebration with the biggest fireworks show of the season, sponsored by Hopkins Community Physicians. Two straight days of post-game fireworks at Prince George Stadium, and you don't want to miss it. So get your tickets now at BaySox.com. Seventh inning, EMC Park in Erie, as the Bays continue to trail, inching slightly closer, but still down by six. It was 10-0 at one point, but now 4. Dario Gardea will still work on the mound in relief. Seawolves, his first full inning of relief. As Adam Hall will lead. Top spot in the lineup, Hall. First pitch home. This is wide of fastball. 1-0. 2-for-3 day for Hall. Singled on the third pitch of the game. Field made it to third base, but was left stranded, and then singled with two outs and was left there. As the 1-0 from Dario Gardea comes, slider that misses away. Count 2-0. Again, coming up to Prince George's Stadium as Ducks return home ahead of July weekend. Education week at the ballpark, Tuesday the 8th through Friday the 1st. Bring a T-Cater school ID, more specifically, as the 2-0 to Hall is on and fouled into the mid of the catcher. Count goes to 2-1. If you bring a D to the Bay Sox box on any of those games, you'll get a free pair of tickets. Any game of choice during that week. Here's a hot out toward deep right center field. Backtracking it is Meadows, and he leaps at the wall, pulls it down to take away an exit from Adam Hall. A little bit of an iffy track for Meadows. He was ranging it to his left and his right and kind of looking back, looking down to find the wall. But he still found it and the ball to make the catch. And there's one away. Here's Cesar Prieto. First pitch. Called a strike. Bottom edge is nothing in one. Of course, the Educator Appreciation Week. There's Wolf Wednesday and the Happy Hour, of course. Then two huge post-fireworks shows as Monday, Prieto rather, grounds this one to third. It's picked Lipsius and sent over to Naporti at first. 5-3 put out, and there's two away. But then looking ahead to the week after, that might be an even more fun week, as the Bay Sox do have a 12-0 game on Wednesday the 13th, part of the summer camp day. And then Thursday the 14th is Margaritaville night at the ballpark for the Bay Sox Live Hour, all sponsored by Bud Light. So step on your Pop-Tarts, get out your flip-flops, Hasburger, and some pair, I suppose. As the first pitch to Andrew Dashbach is swung on and missed. Look, it's nothing to one. Then, of course, Dynamite on Friday the 15th. Jimmy Walker coming to the ballpark. I wonder how many times he'll say Dynamite. Over under of 30, and swung on and missed inside, and 2 on Dashbach. For 2 days for Andrew, he got hit pitch in the 6th inning, came around to score when Christopher Cespedes on a fielder's and an error. Here's the 0-2. Dashbach knuckles it side. As the Canes. As I said, Bowie will probably stick with the offer for the remainder of this game. At this point, he just needs to pick up 6 more outs. Might need to be 9. Bowie can pull off a massive comeback on what's already been a nothing game. It'd have to be a 10-run comeback. But it's not happening now. Dashbach swings and misses at an 0-2 high. He's down on strikes. 3 up, 3 down here in the 7th. And as we stretch at UC Park, the Bay Sox trail to 4. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Baseball is a game of specialists. Base stealers, closers, cleanup hitters. To help their team stand out from the rest, specialists also help set Chesapeake employees apart from other workers' compensation companies. Our health services team and orthopedic surgeons, nurse case managers, a physical therapist, and more. Get your employee back to work, can costs, and keep premiums down. That's teamwork. To learn more, connect with your agent or visit ChesapeakeEmployersEIWC.com.
On the Green Incorporated is your lawn care team, providing professional organic-based lawn care program for resident commercial lawns. Our lawn care provide ballpark quality results. This is custom tailored with guaranteed results, even the toughest lawns. On also offers outdoor pest control service, mosquitoes, ants, ticks, and more. You can effectively control insects and enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green Incorporated. Go to OnGreenInc.com.
Get your and memorabilia from your favorite Bay Sox players and future stars of the Baltimore Orioles at the Tax Team Store. Jerseys, autographed bats and balls, all at great prices. Located right at the main gate at Georgia Stadium and online at BaySoxShop.com, the Tax is the only place to get the best Bay Sox gear for you and your favorite. The Tackle Box at Prince George's Seat and at BaySoxShop.com.
Half of the seventh inning here at UPMC in Erie as the Bay Sox still trail 10-4. Adam Stauffer will keep it that way. Pitched a scoreless sixth inning while Dingler will step into the box and then Chris Rigo to follow. Eric De La Rosa bats frame. 6-7-8 overall in the nine. First pitch home watches a called strike on the inside edge and one. Well, Dingler, a round draft pick out of Ohio State University back in 2020. He was the back end of that marquee first pick, Spencer Torkelson. They both got call time to double-A, but of course Torkelson vaulted Pat Dingler and then threw triple-A entirely, spending a very short time with the Toledo Mons and starting the 2012 season with the big league club. But aside from that, his alma mater was in the news recently as the 0-2 pitch comes in. It misses. Count goes to a ball and two strikes. The Ohio State University, as it's supposed to be called, is affectionately called more so by hard fans, alumnus, as the Ohio State University. The Ohio State University, everyone calls it with you got that the in there. As the 2-2 killer, and it's called strike three on the upper end. Strikeout for Adam Stauffer today. Seventh Oak Sox pitching. But Ohio State was in the news recently because they acquired a trademark for the. I know what you're thinking. How is that possible? I think while reading through it, it's a trademarkable word in very specific college athletics circles when it comes to memorabilia, apparel. That is the only time. Nothing in one to start on Chris Rigo after a foul ball. Here's the swung and a miss. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Line drive just over the lid at third. Into left field. Rigo thought about second base, but it was out of the corner. And sent back to the infield quickly by Andrew Dashbach. And in fairness, it's a 10th game. You don't need to necessarily stretch out skills that quickly. Now here's Eric De La Rosa to continue. Here's the first pitch. De La Rosa swing and misses on a fastball up and in. Starts out at nothing and one. Over the 3-day for De La Rosa. Next pitch is popped up on the right side. Shallow out toward right field now as sprints down, but it's the second baseman, Agenino, running back at an angle. So it's a very interesting day over in the Bronx again from what I'm just in a very brief scroll through of Twitter as we cruise through this 10-4 game. Pitch home to Gage Workman is called a strike. Outside corner, it's nothing and one. Best teams in baseball right now is a tough time actually collecting it again. Here's the 0-1 ball right side through the gap for a base. Rabago will try first, but as it no, he'll go back to second base as Cespedes picked it up a little bit slowly in right field, but did fire it back in. Rabago to Workman with his third hit of the day as the inning continues for Wenzel Perez. After the Houston Astros pitched a no-hitter yesterday for Yankees' just 20th loss of the season, they have no-hit the Yankees through six innings today. They're in the top of the set at Yankee Stadium as Houston lead nothing. I feel like this is revenge for that blown three-run lead by the A's a couple of nights ago when Aaron Judge had the walk-off single. Yancel Perez, first pitch called a strike, fastball away, and it's nothing. Sun poked itself out again. The lights have been on here at MC Park, but that's just more to protect from the cloud coverage as the 0-1 is foul green. Count goes to another two. Two for four, Perez. Run home run in the second inning. A double and a run scored in the... He's driven in three runs, 2-1 on the double. Could maybe drive in more with first two away here, but Stauffer has him back to the pitch. Swinging a fly left field. This one will slice A. And there's the counter two. And Gulot's on the signs at home plate. A bit of wind pushing right field ever so slightly. As the 0-2 comes in, and Perez misses on a curveball in the dirt. And Gulot makes sure to sprint line and apply the tag before Perez can get out of his reach. Third strikeout for Adam Stauffer, the inning, and strands two aboard as the eighth. Bowie trails 10-4. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Best deals at Prince George's Stadium. Weekly promotions all season. Tuesdays are Military Appreciation Night. Purchase seat at the ticket office with a proof of service. We pay half price. Bring along your on Wolf Wednesday, and it's the best hat around every Thursday from 5 to 6:30. $2 Bud and Buffs with other beer specials throughout and live music to get your night. It's always a great time at the ballparks. Tickets now at baysox.com.
If you own or operate a building or facility, or if you're a general contractor that or operates in the D.C. area, doubt that it is important for you to have trained and most qualified people work for you. Members of Steam Fitters Local 602 provide the high level of HVAC, mechanical, and building piping services to the various customers we serve. For more info on the services we provide and for a list of you can hire, please visit steamfitters602.org.
At Teaching Systems, we provide a tenured team of technology professionals ready to be trusted advisors. From document creation to devices, scanning, and workflow to doc security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give Teaching a call, 301-51021, or find out how we can help you. DAImaging.com. DA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
On to the eighth here at UPMC Park in Erie. The Bay Sox still trail 10-4. The Seawolves will dip into them once more. Joe Navalon will over. Tenured right-hander in this league. Fires the first pitch home to Greg Cullen. It's up and away a fastball, 1-0 to start. It'll be Cullen, Andres Angulo, Jack Watson due up in this half inning for the Bay Sox as Dario Gardea is done. Here's the 1-0, misses wide. Curveball runs out to 2-0. Two scoreless Gardea. He did allow two inheritors to score. But for a run of his own, he struck out, walk anyone. Now comes in, and it's a fastball for outside corner for a called strike. It's 2-1. Well, a look around the Eastern League, there have been some wild games. Plenty of implications, still up in the... As the next pitch home to Cullen is called a strike, the count goes even at 2. Games without playoff implications, though. A go-ahead 4-run bottom of the 8th inning, after feeling... 6-3. Next, Cullen fouled off left side. Count remains even at 2. Bingham winning 7-6. Ballpark to end the first half. And New Hampshire holding it. Altoona breaking a 5-5 tie in the 7th with a run. They lead in the 8th. Next pitch. Pop foul ground left side out of play. And the count remains. And then, of course, the West Division side of things. The playoff teams lie between Akron and Richmond needed a win. And Akron to lose... to get into the playoff. If Akron wins, they're in play. As the next pitch to Cullen misses low, and the count runs full. But if Akron loses and Richmond loses, Akron is still in. But right now, it's King all Richmond. As Akron fails Harrisburg 7-0 at the top of the 5th inning, and Richmond's Portland 6-2. Here's the payoff to Cullen, and it's up and away, ball 4. So Navalon comes in and walks the first he faces. Andres Angulo will dig in. Just about Navalon, 6 foot, 228-year-old right-hander from Brentwood, California. 21st round draft selection all the way back in 2016. On the season with Navalon, has made 17 appearances on 4-0 with a 4.88 ERA. First pitch home to Angulo was a slider that misses down and away. 1-0 to start. 24 innings for Navalon, 23 walks, but he has allowed 7 homers, the most by an Erie reliever. Runner at first, nobody out in time. As the next pitch comes in, and then Guthrie waves at a slider away. Count goes even at 1. And then, in the Northeast Division, Hartford and Somerset were playing to see who is going to come away with the crown. The last game in the first half, and the two teams were tied atop the Northeast, identical 43-25 records. It was scoreless after the stretch. Put on 4 runs in the bottom to crack ahead. Looked like might be walking away with it clean, but Hartford was not going. They put on 4 runs of the 8th to tie the game, send extras. A surefire double play ball in the top of the 10th would have gotten Somerset inning cleanly, but an error allowed a Hartford run to score, making it 5-4 going into the bottom. And just now, walk-off, 2-run home for one of the top Yankees offensive backs, Anthony Volpe, to give Somerset the 6-5 win and the first half in the Northeast Division. That's the first play team finally locked in the Eastern League this season. And Andres Angulo swings and misses at a high ball. He's down on strikes. It's the first strikeout for Joe Navalon, to 7th overall for Erie pitching. As Bowie trails 10-4 here in the top of the 8th, and playoff implications in this game, it's just teams trying to wrap up the first half at this point. So what remains of the playoff hunt in the first half is with Richmond and Akron. And right now, Richmond is in the driver's seat. Pitch home to Zach Watson, misses high. The next pitch, swing and a miss, fastball. And the count goes even at 1. Well, it's a good day for the Yankees play. Not the best of days for the Yankees themselves, as they finally just now gotten a hit after not collecting one for 20 innings. Next pitch popped up foul on the first base sub. Quincy Naporti ranges by the coach's box and makes the catch. 2 away to the 8th. So there will not be back to no hitters against New York in the Bronx. How unfortunate. Christopher Cespedes, an 0-for-2 day for him, but a run driven and a run scored. First pitch misses away. It's 1-0 to start on Cespedes. Here's the next from Navalon. Curveball called a strike on the inner edge, and the count runs even at 1. So what was it? Was it a solo home, Carlos Stanton? It was. And that's a big way to break out of a hitter. Here's the next off. Popped up, right side, shallow. Eric De La Rosa down. The catch is made, and the inning is over. Bottom of the 8th coming up here at U-Mark in Erie as Bay Sox trail 10-4. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
The best way to ticket a Bay Sox game is with a group outing, Georgia Stadium. Everything from entertainment to birthday parties and even fundraising opportunities for your team, the Bay Sox have options for your group at unbeatable rates of options on suites, seats, and around the ballpark. Your group fill and have an unforgettable time. And schedule your group outing by calling 1-464-480 or going to baysox.com.
From bites to burns, fever, flu, and bruises to broken bones, care is around the corner, patient first. Walk in to see a doctor from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. day of the year. X-rays, labs, and prescription drugs are on site. Most major insurance plans are except for routine illnesses and injuries. Patient first is here for you. First, the name fits.
Patient first, proud partner of the Bowie Sox. Open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every
proud to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox to provide their pest control services. For all residential and commercial pest control needs, call Pest Now. For general pest control, termite control, mosquito control, all other pest control services, call Pest Now. You can reach us at 302-231-830 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
Bottom of the eighth inning here at UPMC. As the Bay Sox pitching change should be their last hurl as Clayton McGinnis comes out of the bullpen. Set to face off against the 10-4 batters in the Seawolves line. Starting with Andre Lips, who's riding a 2-for-4 day in the first. Hammers deep out to left center field and probably out. Dash bombing at the wall and a leaping reach by Watson up against the wall. Did he pull it in? Zach Watson just stole a home run from Andre Lipsius. Wow. That's his second tremendous play this afternoon. One in right center, now one in center as Watson just straight robbery the inning out. I'm going to star that one card. At least make some high. What's been a very tough game for Bowie today and unfazed by that scoreboard. Bowie trails are here in the bottom of the eighth inning as McGinnis takes over for Adam Stock. First pitch home to Parker Meadow is a slider that misses down and inside ball. It's 1-0. And a brief time, there's an eerie reliever warming up, and balls had gotten loose and pulled into right field or left field. Right. The 1-0. Breaking ball misses down. And the count goes 2-0. Looks to be a right-hander tossing. It's the best I can tell you. Again, a view here at this ballpark. Otherwise, very, very beautiful. I'm a fan of this facility. Nice step with a look at the residential home, the trees out past right field. And the arena as its own unique, representing the left field wall. Meadows fouls a pitch over to the left side, and the count goes to 2-1. So the line on Adam Stauffer is close. His outings have been seemingly shorter lately, maybe to recover from that inning start he made 2 weeks ago for Bowie. Next pitch to Meadows comes in hot, runs the count to 3-1. But Stauffer goes two innings, allows hits but no runs. He two batters and did not walk anybody. Next called strike. Count runs full for Meadows, who's 3-for-4 on the day. A pair was a home run, two runs scored. They put it on for the left-hander as the payoff comes in and the other way, up the line and foul. This one will tail out of play as Maine's full. Again, what's been just a very wild day among the Eastern League. This game is almost one of the more mundane ones. The 3-2. Foul back to the screen again and the count holds. Because the two games that are kind of out of reach for the two teams involved do have major playoff implications and still be tense. There was a massive comeback for Binghamton. Altoona, New Hampshire are playing a contest, 6-5 after a 5 game briefly, as the next pitch to Meadows missed in for ball 4. He reaches on the wall. Quincy Naporti will step in. A chance to tell you about Clayton McGinnis. 6'1", 180 right-hander, non-drafted free agent back in 2019 out of Wichita. This is his sixth appearance for the Sox. He's gone 1-0 and accumulated an 8.59 ERA. 7 3 innings, he's out 6, walked 4, allowed 1 home. Quincy Naporti stepped first pitch home. Slider misses, and it's 1-0 to start. So Naporti now has 4 of his 17 home runs in the year against. Had a 2-run blast back in the 4th inning for 3 overall with 2 runs scored. Held off back to the screen as even at 1. Some sunlight poking out, but the game has continued to stretch on as the bat in the top of the ninth. See if they've sort of miraculous rally in them, but it does seem to be that Erie will be going with a reliever to try and close it out. The pitch in, and Naporti watches slider miss away. Count goes to 2-1. McGinnis making his second appearance in this. He pitched a scoreless inning and 1/3 on Tuesday. Came in for the remaining 4 outs. Did give up a single, but then tie out and a trio of ground outs among a 8th inning. Next pitch is called an outside edge, and the count goes to 2. But again, that was the 11-0 shutout loss for the Bay Sox on Tuesday. They trail 10-4 here in the 8th inning. There's a prime opportunity, a series win to end the first half. Runner at first, one away. Two pitch from McGinnis. There's a breaking ball. Foul right side, and the count remains. I'm just glad to get a little bit of sunlight. Pack up the equipment, all the hop on the bus, head back to Bowie. 6-hour ride. Seem to be there will be much weather coming through. There was a little bit on the forecast. It is usually a little more prone to it as the 2-2 is fouled off ride. Count holds. I remember last season when the Bay Sox made the trip up to Bowie, there was a trip up to Erie. When the Bay Sox made the trip up to Erie, there was a game postponed because some low-hanging clouds formed just from the water on the lake had overtaken the field and started to fizzle. The 2-2 was popped from first base side and out of play. It will remain on deporting. It was a very little rain out that day. And it can rain when you get around this area. And hopefully, since it's more of a north to south, you don't get caught up in too much rain. Kind of outdrive it. 2-2. This one more routinely on the infield. Right, softening out towards shallow right. Cespedes running long way, converging with Graffinino. And it's to make the catch. Graffinino had to duck out of the way at the last second. Both had a beat on it. There's two away here in the bottom of the eighth. So Richmond has won their game against England. 7-2 at the Diamond. So they've done their part. Flying Squirrels now need Harris hold on to their 7-0 lead over the Akron Rubber Ducks. If Harrisburg wins that game, then Richmond will be in season. Shown to Dane Myers is called on the outside edge. It's 0-1. One for 4 day for Myers. The next pitch is fouled off right side, and it's already 0-2. Top of the ninth, Bowie will send Jay Bundy, A.J. Graffinino, and then back to the top of the lineup for Adam Hall. The Seawolves will go with one more pitcher, following Joan Avalon's score eighth. Here's the line drive right field base hit. They had the shift on the other way for the hitter, and he shoots it to the opposite field. So Myers has a two-hit day. The inning as Parker Meadows moves to second base. Dylan Dingler up for the fifth. Dylan Dingler led off the side, striking out looking. He's 1-4 overall. Single to left to punch in a run. First and second here in the bottom of the eighth, 2 outs. 16 hits for the Seawolves. First pitch, and he hammers it. Out to deep left center. Doesn't have a chance at taking this one away. Off the edge of the wall, Andrew Dashbach couldn't. Meadows will score. Myers will score as Dingler goes into second base stance. 2 RBI double for Dylan Dingler. Gets Erie back on top by even more. It's 12-4. I didn't mean to rhyme there, but it just happened. The day's over. With a long ride still ahead, so. Yeah. My apologies, the fun little rhyme. 2 RBI for Dingler, his 14th of the season. He's up to 12 added in, make it 27 with a. It's going to lead to a mound visit from Josh Conway. I wonder how necessary this is, though. It's a little tough when your pitcher gets roughed up. Point. The game's been out of hand since the second. You just have to throw the strikes and collect the outs. I really understand the need from time to time. Wanting to develop pitchers properly, putting them in these situations where they can continue. But at the same time, I'm a big fan of just taking the reality of the situation and getting the situation over with. Well, there's been something about Erie plays that Bowie just hasn't been able to get a beat on. As the Bay Sox have, at least on just my general estimate, allowed more hits to Erie than any other team this season. So many digit hit performances from the Seawolves against Bowie this year. First to Chris Robago misses up and in, and it's 17 hits today up for only 6 hits yesterday and the day before. So Erie had 9 hits on Thursday, 12 hits on Wednesday, and 16 hits on Tuesday as Robago bounces this one foul base side to run the count even at a ball in the street. Robago has a pair of hits, RBI single in the first, and then another single seventh. He has not scored. The only Seawolves player to reach safely at all today is Eric Dale, also the only one without a hit. As a matter of fact, every Seawolves player except Quincy Naporti La Rosa has multiple hits. Naporti has reached twice. He had a two-run home run and a walk, the 1-1. This is inside, and 2-1. Entering this game, the Bay Sox had allowed 108 hits exactly to the Seawolves, 95 innings, 28 times. Here's up on the infield, backing up Sledek and Graffinino, trying to find it against the season, and he makes the catch to end the inning. Two RBI double by Taylor, highlighting the bottom of the eighth. Bowie trails 12-4. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Hey, Bay Sox fans, if you're an educator in your life that's meant a lot, or if you're one yourself, then you don't miss out on the Bay Sox Educator Appreciation Week from Tuesday, June 28th, Friday, July 1st. Teachers and educators with school ID at the Bay Sox ticket office get two free tickets to of their choice between those days, also by Educational Systems Federal Credit. Again, it's Educator Appreciation Week, from Tuesday, June 28th to Friday, July 1st.
There is a weekend in July when the world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame in Dutch Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and plus moments. Make your plans today, July 22nd through 25th, for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cotoso, Tony Oliva, Buckham, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit hall.org today for the...
Baseball is a game of specialists. Closers, cleanup hitters. Together, they help their team stand out from the rest. Lists also help set Chesapeake Employer Insurance apart from other workers' compensation insurance companies. Our health services team includes orthopedic surgeons, nurse managers, a physical therapist, and more. All to get your employee back to work, contain costs, and keep premiums down. That's teamwork. To learn, connect with your agent or visit Chesapeake Employers at CEIWC.com.
On in the ninth inning here at EMC Park as Erie closes this one up quickly. The Bay Sox trail 12-4. JD Mundy, AJ Graffinino, and Aldua up here in the ninth. Erie will go to the bullpen one final time as Nick Kuja steps out. We'll face off against 8-9-1 the Bay Sox lineup as Joe Navalon. It was a score for Navalon with a walk and a strikeout. Does not factor into the starting pitcher Marcus Solbach is still the winning pitcher. First pitch to J.D. Munn, swinging a miss on a high fastball. It's nothing open. One for two day for Munn. He's responsible for three of Bowie's four runs. A two-run home run in the fifth. A sacrifice fly in the sixth. As the 0-1 pitch comes in, and it's breaking ball low. Appeal to the third there. He didn't go around. As the Ravens at one. Nick Kuja, 6'4", 190-pound right-hander from Seymour, Connecticut. Claimed off of waivers last season by the Tigers. As the 1-1 pitch comes in, it misses down and inside. It's a 2-1. On the season with Erie, Kuja has made 18 appearances, gone 2-3 with a 6.85 ERA. 23 2/3 inning, got 27 and walked 18. Next pitch, he watches a called strike on a fastball away. Count runs even at 2. Kuja has allowed 3 home runs this year. Next pitch, curveball misses one, and the count runs full on Monday. 158 averaging for money on full counts. He strikes out more than he walks. Here they off, fouled off, back to the screen, a curl down. As the count remains. Four hits, no errors for Bowie. 12, 17 hits, one error. The Seawolves today. Kuja delivers another 3-2. He swings and misses on a fastball up and away. For Kuja, eighth overall for Erie pitching. A.J. Graffinino as the Bay Sox are down to the 2 outs. First pitch, Graffinino watches ball called for strike at the bottom edge. There's nothing in. I think there's a beer vendor still around right now. It's the top of the ninth inning. Still be a beer vendor. Here's a shot out to a deep right field. Eric De La Rosa's running back, and it's gone. Jay Graffinino says goodbye. His second home run of the season comes with one out here, top of the ninth inning. A solo trims a bit back into the Erie lead, 12-5. RBI number 6 for Graffinino this year. As Kuja's 4 home runs this season. Back to the top of the lineup for Adol. As they dump Graffinino on the clubhouse. The dugout there. Show him to the right-hander Hall is swung on a fastball. It's nothing in one. Two-hit day for Adam Hall. A pair of singles. One in the first inning to right field. And one again in the fifth to left field. He flew out to center his last time up. The pitch is grounded hard over to short. Wrapping it on the bounce at the shoelaces is Workman. He gets it over to first in time. A 6-3 put out. The second out of the ninth. So now here's Cesar Prieto representing the city's last hope. Home Prieto watches breaking ball for strike on the outside edge. It's nothing at all. 0-for-4 day for Cesar. As the next pitch comes in and it's grounded right down. It bounces off. Cujas kicks it up in front of the mound and sends it to first for the out. 1-3 put out wraps this up as the Bay Sox drop the series for the Seawolves this evening. A 12 clubbing. We'll step aside, get your Bay Sox game in just a little bit, recap this one, highlights, and a look around the Eastern League as well. We're back in a moment. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
It's time to get rich, flavorful coffee beans from the lush mountain region of Colombia and Brazil to Royal Farms. But less than a minute, itself a delicious hot cup of the finest and freshest coffee in the world as Royal Farms' new Swiss-made machines grind those rich, flavorful, and brew them one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal Farms' the freshest and best coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
Fielder's Choice Flex Pack Bowie Bay Sox. The best value to see best games at Prince George's Stadium. Save up to 30% on your selected day one and enjoy a number of exclusive member benefits, including flexible exchange options, discounts, special access to the Diamond View referee, members collectible at your game of the year. Get your pack now calling 301-464-8865 or heading on Lox.com. As health, we want you to feel your best. This summer, take the time to catch up on your health screenings. Visit us at our Anne Arundel Medical Center, Doctors Community Center, or one of our primary campuses in your neighborhood. At Luminous Health, you are the MVP. Learn more at health.org.
At EA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From creation, output device, scanning, and to document security and storage, we are people print. Not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 305-77-102, or find out more about how we do. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Time for the Bowie Bay Sox Post Show. Let's head back to the bar with Matt Savanas.
Well, not the best to wrap up a six-game series or the best days to wrap up the first half. He still has plenty to be hopeful for as they do start to look ahead to the 2022 season. But as we get started with Bay Sox postgame noon from UPMC Park, it is unfortunate to discuss a 12-5 loss. There are still some fun highlights to give you out of the upcoming recap. We'll recap this one with full highlights on how the game went for Bowie and Erie around the Eastern League. See how the off picture may come to a close today, as there was still no clear as to who was winning that first half in the Eastern League. But we are getting a little more clear. We'll tell you about it in a second, as well as it's around the Orioles minor league system. But first, we recap. We go all the way back in time to a land of 1:38 p.m. The first pitch came home from Marcus Solbach to Adel. It went in for a called strike, and Hall would eventually watch another, but he sat right field and got to second base on a wild pitch. Later got to third on a fly-up, but landed there. And in the bottom of the first, Garrett Stallings, needing a bounce back, tough run, did get off to a good start. A fly-out and a strikeout. He Parker Meadows behind, a ball and two strikes. Meadows singled up the middle, and that's where things unraveled. Quincy Napoli drew a and Dane Myers stepped in to drive in the first. First in sway. Bottom of the first, a scoreless game. 1-0, a scorching liner into center field. It'll score a run. As Zach Watson hurls it back into the infield. It's way up the line. RBI's Dane Myers. And Erie lead. It'd be the first of a handful of singles. This one by Dylan Dingler. 5-1-1. Dingler, line field. This will score another one as the outfield. Rounding third and coming home, Quincy Gordy. It's a 2-0 game. Still would not be it as Robago followed with a single. Another 2-2 pitch. Grounded over the right. That's the diving glove of Mundy in a field of base hit. Luck will score as Myers rounds third and comes in. Third consecutive RBI single for the Seawolves, and they lead the thing. Finally, as Eric De La Rosa would get Stallings out of the inning. Bowie did get a couple of hits, but could not break through and still trailing 3-0 going into the bottom of the... And things didn't get easier for Stallings. Gave up a single to Gage Workman to Wenzel Perez, went yard for the time in his AA career. Work 3-2 is drilled out toward right field, and Espinas running back to the wall, looking up and goes. Two-run home run for Perez. His first play long ball, and it's 5-0 Erie. That would not be the only home run in the inning, however, because out, Parker Meadows would step in the same direction. So 1-0 is Parker Meadows. First pitch, Meadows drills it out toward right field and deep. This running back, looking up, there it goes. Second home run of the inning. Fifth season for Meadows. Six. Stallings would fight with a perfect third inning, but in the bottom fourth. Meanwhile, Bowie was kept scoring. Was back to work for the C offense. After a leadoff cage workman, Wenzel Perez. First pitch to Wenzel Perez is hammered to left center field. This one on a lock the gap. Rolls all the way to the low. Workman will go first to third and point home. He's got the wheels. The throw's in and it's late. RBI double for Wenzel Perez, and it's nothing Erie. Very nice. Lipsius will follow with the same thing. First pitch. And he lines to left field. This one's down for another. Hits the wall. Perez will score. Lipsius tries to take his place at second base. Comes in, and it's not in time. Back-to-back RBI doubles. Nothing. Still not in from there, however. Parker ground out back to the pitcher, but that was only out of the inning. Quincy Naporti stepped up and finally knocked Stallings out of the game. If they do, they'll be one of the first in line to get rehabbers, as the 1-0 is hammered out deep left center field. This one ticketed for the run, it's gone. No, that was over the line. That run, but into second base with is Quincy Naporti. Gabe Alvarez is going to get his win because that was clearly a home run. The umpires are going to talk about it. They talked very briefly, and the umpires made the correct call. That initial sight, you could see clear as day that the ball hit well below line on the left field wall of the arena at this ballpark. The umpire just must not have seen it correct the first time. Once the umpires convey, changed the ruling and gave Quincy a home run. But it knocked Stallings out of the game. 3 1/3 innings, 11 hit by a career high, and a new career high set. 10 runs, all learned, 3 and a walk. In the top of the sixth, the Bailey did break through the shutout after Marcus Sol allowed 3 straight batters to reach, hit by pitch, and 2 singles to load the base. Christopher Cespedes stepped up and chopped slowly to short. Could have been an inning-ending double, but the defense just wasn't. Here's the payoff to Cespedes. It's grounded high over to shortstop. A tough opportunity to turn two, and it's mishandled. Gage Workman didn't make the transfer right. Everyone is on scores. So Dashbach is in. Can't assume double play, so that is high for Christopher Cespedes. And he gets one back, they trail 10-3. And then right after, JD, the two-run home run earlier, he picked up this sacrifice fly. Home to the left-hander, is lined out towards center, should score another. Parker Meadows camps under and makes the catch. Throw it to third to try and get the runner tagging at second, but that throw is a little slow. Cullen scores, and Angulo moves to the Bay Sox, get another, it's 10-4. That would be as close as Bowie got it, however. In the bottom of the eighth, Dylan did a couple of runs with a double with two out, making it 12-5. The base are 12-4. Bay Sox would get a run in the top of the ninth. Fanino hit a one-out solo home run right field, but much too little as the Bay Sox would come down quietly on this ground mound. 0-4 Cesar. As the next pitch comes in and it's right back to the mound, it bounces off Pooja's glove, but he picks it up in front of the and sends it to first for the 1-3 put out. Wrap him up as the Bay Sox drop the series for the Seawolves this evening. A 12-5 clubbing. After final, Bowie scores 5 runs on 8 hits with no errors they left on 6. The Seawolves score 12 runs on 7 with 1 error they left on 7. Winning pitcher is Marcus Solbach. He moves to 2-4 on the season. Losing pitcher is Garrett Stokes. He falls to 2-7. Game was 2 hours and 37 minutes in front of a paid attendance at PNC Park of 1,000. With the loss, the Bay Sox 27-42 on the year. Their 2 game is over, as they're now 13-3 on the road. With the Wolves move to 39-30 on the season, their 2-game losing streak is over, as they're now 22-11 when playing the home crowd at UPMC Park. Two sides will not meet again in a couple of months. They do have one final up at this ballpark at the end of August. It'll be August 30th through 4th when the Bay Sox make their final to see the Seawolves this season. Preview that in a little bit, and of course we'll preview the next the Bay Sox take the field when they head home to But for now we break, and when we come back we watch some scoreboards. A lot of it for the playoff race in the Eastern League today. We'll get you up to date on how they're looking in just a little bit. You're listening to Sox Postgame.
Everyone a great smile, and Rad Orthodontics is here to Bowie Bay Sox fans. Rad Orthodontics is most insurance, and whether it's braces or orders, anyone can get the smile they've wanted with our flexible payment option. Two of the country's leading orthodontists right in the D.C. area, we love to see Bay Sox fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing you deserve. Visit radsmile.com today and book your free consult. That's rdsmile.com. Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Bowie Sox.
Whoa.
Well, it's a Bay Sox Live Happy Hour on July 14th at Prince George's Stadium. Along with the usual live music and beer from 5 to 6:30, it's also Margaritaville Night Out at the ballpark. Flip-flops, salt shakers, and Hawaiian t-shirts ready to celebrate Cruise Co. with Margaritaville Night, sponsored by Light. That's Thursday, July 14th, George's Stadium. So get your tickets now at baysox.com.
From sprains to stitches, oats to stomach aches, and pulls to poison ivy, care is a corner at Patient First. Walk in to see a doctor from 8 a.m. to 10 free day of the year. X-rays, lab prescription drugs are on site, and major insurance plans are accepted. Routine illnesses and injuries, Patient First is here for you. Patient First, the name fits.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bucks, open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
Back one final to UPMC Park in Erie as we go on with Bay Sox postgame. Matt Sabat with you from the northwest corner of Vania. Bowie falling to the Seawolves 12-5, wrapping up the half of the 2022 season with a loss and wrapping up the first half with a 27-42 record. Hopefully that inversed at the end of the second half. We'll have to see. But for now, we look around the league, see how some of the games still in are faring and what the rest of the finals make, because, of course, there are playoff implications online. But first, we'll talk with the one game that have anything to do with playoffs, Altoona, New Hampshire. It's been a back-and-forth game and a pretty fun one at them. New Hampshire had one lead going into the fifth inning when Altoona on a four spot to make it 5-3. New Hampshire, though, quickly tied it in the fifth, making it 5. Altoona took the lead in the seventh at 6-5, but New Hampshire tied it at 6 in the bottom of the eighth. And then now Altoona is in the midst of a fun ninth inning to take a 9-6, trying to maybe add on some more before it goes ninth over at Delta Dental Stadium. Other games completed that don't play off implications, well, there's actually only one. It was Binghamton and Reading. Binghamton late inning heroics after trailing 6-0. At the stretch, they put on 3 runs in the seventh half and then 4 runs in the eighth to take the lead and win 6-6. Somerset and Hartford, the game to decide the Northeast Division in the Eastern League this season, scoreless through 6.5. Somerset put on 4 runs in the bottom of the seventh inning to look ticketed for the play. Hartford tied it. Top of the eighth, they put on 4 runs of their own and sent the game into extra inning. With runners at first and one out in the top of the 10th inning, Hartford grounded into a surefire double play ball, but it was thrown away by one of the Somerset infielders, leading to a run across, giving Hartford the 5-4 lead into the bottom of the 10th, needing just 3 outs. But with the free runner placed at second base, the top overall prospect, Anthony Volpe, 10th home run of the season, a walk-off 2-run blast to win Somerset the first. So Somerset is headed to the season, just inching out that lead over Hartford at the last minute. And then 2 games for the Southwest in that matter in the playoff implication this last day of the first half. Richmond and Akron. Today, it was Akron ahead of Richmond exactly 1 game. But if they ended the day tied, Richmond owns the breaker. So Richmond needed a win, and Akron needed a win. But Richmond needed a win, and they need Akron to lose. Akron just needed to win. But right now, that's not what's happening. Richmond leads, well, Richmond win today, 7-2. It wasn't a wire-to-wire win. It was 2-1 for a very brief moment after 3.5. But Richmond took 3-2 lead after the fourth inning and had no issue the rest of the way, piling on some insurance along the way. But at the moment, Akron is getting by Harrisburg with only 6 outs in their first half. It's 7-1 in the top of the eighth, Oak Park and Akron, as the Senators at 6-run margin. If Harris holds on, then Richmond to the postseason representing the West Division. And then, as always, as I've been mentioning for the past couple of weeks, the standings will zero out. We'll get to try again starting on Tuesday. Looking around the Orioles organization, a couple of games still in action. It looks to be 1-game final as Aberdeen put on 7th spot in the bottom of the 7th, overcome in a brief deficit at the ends of Wilmington and win 9-3. Delmarva is currently trailing Lynn 6-4 in the bottom of the 8th. That's low A, but Delmarva is going. They just got done putting on 2 runs in the... And then Norfolk is having a tough the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs again. After taking an early 4-0 lead, including a first-inning 2-run home run by Gerson, they gave up to the third, and 7 runs fourth. Norfolk now trails in 4. But again, that game still only in the top 6. Plenty of time to work with Tides to try and come back. The score we care about most on this production is that of, and unfortunately for the Bay Sox, the score was not too pretty. 12-5 final as Bowie falls to Erie. These two sides won't meet again until all Sox will get back to action on Tuesday the 28th when the Richmond Flying Squirrel Town. The Bay Sox have not announced their starting rotation just yet for that series. Dahlberg will be getting the start for Richmond when Tuesday rolls around. It'll be a 6:35 first for that Tuesday at Prince George's Stadium, which means a DC Jinx Systems pregame show of scene. For now, though, we say so long this evening from UPMC Park, where the base series finale with the Erie Sea will 12-5. We'll talk to you on Tuesday.
Thanks for listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. If you enjoyed today's game, join us next time for another exciting broadcast coming up soon. This has been a presentation of the Bowie Bay Sox.